Lord.
赞美主。
How's everybody doing?
大家觉得怎么样？
Are we ready to hear the sound of the shofar?
我们现在预备好了要听号角的声音了吗？
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of Yeshua.
请大家在主耶稣的同在中坐下。
Praise God, praise God.
感谢主。
So this afternoon,
这个下午
we left off at the idioms.
我们讲到了这个寓意。
And the idioms are a picture of the prophetic time, meaning multiple fulfillments.
这个寓意里面有很多旧约一些成就的这些图画。
In the feast of the Lord.
在神的节期之中。
So we said that, for example, the feast of the Lord is an appointed time.
我们说过，神的节期就是神所预定的一个见面的约定日期。
So we have an appointment with the King of the Universe.
所以我们与创造宇宙的神有一个约定约会的日期。
Once a year.
每一年都有。
But it's an ongoing sanctification process.
但这是我们一个成圣的过程。
Called a dress rehearsal.
就像一个穿上衣服的一个彩排过程。
And in that dress rehearsal.
在彩排中。
We have the idioms.
我们有这些寓意。
All pointing to the book of Revelation.
这些寓意都指向启示录。
Because there are multiple fulfillments in the feast of the Lord.
因为在神的节期中有多数的有很多的对预言的应验。
The brother with the shofar is here.
那个弟兄带着号角的弟兄还在吗？
No. Okay, so we'll have a spiritual shofar.
好，那我们就想象有个灵里的号角好了。
Amen. We have another one. Praise God.
感谢主，我们有另外一个号角在这里。
We got a lot of 新妇 today.
我们今天有很多新妇在这里。
Praise God. Okay, 谢谢。It's made in Mongolia or Israel? I don't know.
是哪里生产的？是蒙古产的吗？
This one looks like Mongol.
这个看起来可能是蒙古生产的。
Israel.
Israel.
Okay.
以色列产的。Okay.
Actually, half Israel, half Mongol, one new man.
这实际上是一半以色列，一半蒙古，加起来也是一个新人，一个新号。
So we spoke in the morning, and I'm just doing a little review.
早上我们讲过的内容，我们要说有点回顾。
That the shofar.
这个号角。
Is important.
非常重要。
But we need to focus more on the spiritual aspect of the shofar.
但更多我们要注重号角的属灵里面的含义。
Rather than the physical.
要。更多于它属世的这个真实的这个物品含义。
Don't misunderstand me. I blow the shofar.
大家不要误解，他自己本人也吹响。
But it's important to hear the sound of the shofar in the spiritual realm.
但更重要的是要在灵里听到号角被吹响的声音。
Yeshua said in John 10:27.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十章里说过。
My sheep listen to my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。
I know them.
我认识他们。
And they follow me.
这些羊也跟从我。
It doesn't say my sheep hear my voice.
不是说这些羊能听到神的声音。
It says my sheep listen to my voice.
是说这羊听从神的声音。
Because we need to give ear to the Lord.
因为我们要把我们的耳朵留出来给神。
I hear many languages.
我们听到很多这样的声音。
But I don't understand them.
但我很多声音我听到也不明白。
So God wants us to listen.
所以我们神让我们能够来听神听从。
So we're going to go through the idioms.
所以我们要说这些寓意。
If we can get them on the PowerPoint, okay?
请看幻灯片。
Okay, before this, 祷告，祷告。
我们之前要先来一个祷告。
Abba Father, we thank you for your presence.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的同在。
We thank you for the word of God that's sharper than a two-edged sword.
感谢你，你的话像比两刃的剑还要锋利。
Abba Father, we know that your glory is here.
天父上帝，我们知道你的荣耀就在这里。
We sense the anointing.
我们感受到你的恩宠恩高。
We want to see more of your glory.
我们需要更多看到你的荣
耀。And more of your glory.
你更多的荣耀。
We want to see your face like Moses did.
我们要像摩西一样与你面对面。
We want to glow like Moses did.
我们要像摩西一样脸。
We want the blessing of the high priest.
我们想要大祭司给我们的祝福。
Because all of us will become priests through Yeshua HaMashiach.
因为我们中间的每一位都要借着主耶稣成为祭司。
All of us have fallen short of the glory.
我们每一个人都亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
But through Him we become righteous.
但是借着主耶稣。
Through Him we become priests.
借着主耶稣给我们的。
Through Him we become the bride.
借着主耶稣给我们的圣洁。
Our Father, enable us.
主，你祝福我们成为祭司，我们成为祭司，成为你的心腹。
To be your bride，
我们感谢主，你让我们成为你的心腹。
Speak to us through your word，
主，求你借着你的话对我们说话。
Bless the congregation，
祝福我们的会众。
Bless the people，
祝福这里的人民。
Bless their families，
祝福我们的人家庭。
And we proclaim today，
让我们今天
来， we proclaim，
我们今天来宣告
the blessing of Cornelius。
哥尼流家所得到的祝福。
You and your household shall be saved。
我们和我们的一家都要得救。
You and your household shall be saved。
我和我的全家都要得救。
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门，哈利路亚。
奉耶稣基督名祷告，哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord。
感谢主。
I proclaim the blessing of Cornelius on my family members。
我这样的祷告，这样的宣告，也是希望我自己家人来得救。
Amen。So we'll go through the list again。
我们一起来看这些列表。
So we have Yom Tov'a. Yom means day.
我们第一个看到，纪念之日。
Tov'a means blowing.
另外一个是换，就是纪念的意思。
So it's a day of blowing.
是吹角的那一天。
Then we have the day of the awakening, blast and shout.
还有那个使人吹角唤醒的那一天。
We have the time of Jacob's trouble.
也是指到雅各遭难的日子。
Known as the tribulation.Tribulation
是一个灾难日期。
We have Yom Adin, which is the day of judgment.
也有审判之日。
The opening of books and gates
是大门的书被打开的一天。
And we have Yom Kiseh, which is called the hidden day.
我们也知道这里有一个隐藏之日的一天。
And finally, if we go through the dress rehearsal,
最后呢，通过我们这样的预演彩排
，the wedding of the 新妇，
新妇的婚礼要到要到达。
That's what it's all about.
这是整个圣经的整个的内涵。
It's all preparing ourselves to be the 新妇。
这都是关于我们预备我们自己成为神的新妇。
The whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a love covenant.
整个圣经从创世纪到启示录都是一个爱的约。
Between God and His people.
是关于神和他的人之间的。
That's why Yeshua patrols us. He engages us.
所以主耶稣在爱中聘了我们为妻。
And it's very important that during that engagement process.
很重要，在这个订婚的过程之中。
We get to know the Lord.
我们来真实的认识主。
We need to remember the Lord's feasts.
我们必须要纪念神的节期。
As I said, there are seven feasts.
这里大家知道有七个神的节期。
But I believe.
但我他相信。
That one of the most important feasts is the Feast of Trumpets.
其中一个最重要的节期，他相信是吹角节。
Because the Feast of Trumpets enables us to listen to God's voice.
吹角节使我们能够听神的声音。
To hear the prophetic sound of the shofar.
能够听到那个预言的那个号角的声音。
We turn to Leviticus 23 verse 24.
我们看利未记的23章24节。
北京。
你晓谕以色列人说，七月初一你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会。
I underlined the word memorial there.
就他在这里有一个词画了下横线，就是纪念那个词。
The word memorial there is not like you have a memorial day for somebody that passed away and you visit the tomb every year.
这个纪念这个词不是说我们到了某人的祭坟去纪念某人。
The word in Hebrew is the word zachar.
这个词在希伯来文中是他说的这个词。
And it comes from the word to remember.
他这个词在希伯来文中就是去纪念。
So when God is saying a memorial of the blowing of the trumpets, He wants us to remember.
所以神说，在这一天，在这个日子里，你要来纪念我。
If we don't remember the Lord,
如果我们不来纪念神
，He won't remember us.
神也不记住我们。
Luke chapter 13 verse 27.
路加福音13章27节。
But He shall say,
在那个时候，有人要说
，I tell you, I know you not.
主耶稣那个时候说：“离开我吧，我不认识你们。”
The word "know there" is not like "I know you" and "you know me."
这里的认识不是说我们字面上这个我认识你，你认识我。
The word in Hebrew is the word "yada."
在希伯来文中，这是希伯来词叫亚达。
The Adam yada et Chava. Adam knew his wife.
这是亚当认识他妻子夏娃的那个认识。
Speaking about an intimate relationship.
其中所指的是一个非常亲密的内在的亲密关系。
Many have quoted Luke chapter 13.Verse 27 to be non-believers.
有好多人说路加福音十三章二十七节指的是不信主的人。
I believe it's speaking to believers.
他相信呢，这些经文指的是我们这些信主的人。
But they're not the 新妇。
但是说的不是那些新妇。
They didn't have an intimate relationship.
好多人跟主耶稣之间没有亲密的关系。
They didn't get to know the groom.
他不是真的认识自己的新郎。
But didn't we cast demons in your name?
但是他没有真实的来认识神的名字。
Didn't we pray in your name?
但是我们经常用神的名字来祷告。
depart from me.
然后主耶稣说我不认识你们我离开我们
I never knew you.
我不是真的认识你们
God is not looking for religion.
人不是在找一个宗教活动
God is looking for a relationship.
神是看重的我们跟他之间的个人关系
He's looking for our heart.
神要看我们的心
In the book of Revelation, it says he's knocking on the door.
在启示录中神说他在门外敲门
He's not knocking on the door of the non-believers.
神不是在敲那些不光是在敲那些不信神的人们
He's knocking on the door. He's not knocking on the door of the non-believers.
神不是在敲那些不信主人的门。
He's knocking on the door of the believers.
神在敲那些信神的人的门。
But they're too busy playing church.
但我们好多信神的人在教会的活动中侍奉中迷失太忙了。
Depart from me, I never knew you.
神说你们这些作恶的人离开我吧我不认识你们。
It's very important that we understand that the feast of the Lord is how we, it's not the only, but it's a big part of how we get to know the Lord.
虽然我们知道神的节期不是唯一的方式但确实是一个很重要的方面让我们来认识我们的神的。
We spoke earlier in the morning that the shofar in the spiritual realm represents a call to warning.
早上我们也说过号角在灵里有一个意思是让我们来哭泣让我们来悔改的。
It is also a spiritual warfare weapon for worship.
也是我们在属灵里面一个属灵征战的武器。
It is also a call to wake up.
也是一个叫醒我们唤醒我们的武器。
But it is also a call against spiritual warfare.
也是一个号叫我们来起来属灵征战的一个方式。
And I mentioned in the morning why we don't see a shofar in Revelation, but only a trumpet. We spoke about that.
早上他说过，早一点他说过，为什么在启示录里只看到有吹号，就不再有这羊角号了呢
？And I for the past 2 days have been speaking that it's spiritual warfare.
在过去两天他在说这是一个属灵征战。
That the spiritual realm impacts the physical realm.
这个属灵的界的事情决定属地世界属地的事情。
That's why when people have unforgiveness, they become sick.
所以有些人因为他不饶恕，就会身体生病。
Because their spiritual state impacts the physical.
因为他们属灵的状况影响他们属身体的状况。
And the Bible talks about if you go to war.
圣经说，如果我们去打仗。
We're talking about a physical war because at that time it was physical wars.
我们现在说的是真实的地上打仗。
But we're also talking about spiritual wars.
我们也要谈到属灵的征战。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 9.
民数记
And I think we could read that in Chinese.
十章九节，我们就中文一起来读。你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号角吹出大声，便在耶和华你们神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。
If you go to war against your enemy, blow the trumpets.
如果我们跟仇敌去打仗，要吹号角。
Blow the trumpets.
吹号角。
And the enemy will flee.
仇敌就会暴会蒙羞逃跑。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't so much focus on the literal, but think spiritual.
不要只是看到物质层面吹一个号角，要看到灵里面的改变。
If we hear God's voice,
如果我们听到神的声音
，and we're in His word,
我们进入神的话语
，and we go to His appointed time,
我们按照神的定的时间来亲近他。
Intimate prayer life.
我们有很亲近的与神的祷告关系。
And we have an intimate worship life.
有神很亲近的一个敬拜关系。
Then our voice.It's like a shofar.
然后我们的声音就好像是这样的号角声音一样。
And the enemy will flee from us.
仇敌看到我们就要逃走。
Amen. My next passage, and we're not going to put it on the screen yet, is a, I wouldn't call it a controversial subject, but I would say that it's for some people a shocking subject.
他下一个要说的题目虽然没在幻灯片上但是它是一个比较有争议的对某些人来说可能是很吃惊的
especially for those who teach that everybody is a 信徒
尤其是对好多人说每个人都是信徒的这样的一个教导
I mean if you want to have 50 to 100,000 people in your church there's three things you need to do and you'll have it
如果我们想要教会有5000人一万人有很大教会有三件事你要做就能达到
Number one, preach only 祝福
第一件事你只讲祝福信息人就多了
Tell everybody they're the bride
告诉每个人你都是信父
And tell everybody they're under grace
告诉每个人你们都是祭司都在神的恩典下
So you tell everybody too full everybody is a bride and everybody grace your churches are full
所以一旦说每天只传讲祝福信息每个人都是信父每个人都蒙受神的恩宠祝福教会很快就满了
But if you want a true congregation
但你想要一个真正属神的子民会众
Our bodies are living temples.
我们的身体是神活的属灵的殿。
Yeshua lives inside of us.
主耶稣活在我们里面。
If we want the true temple of God,
如果我们想建成真的属神的圣殿
then we need to be true to the word of God.
我们就要真实地面对神的话。
And the truth of the word of God is that there's the Lamb's book of life.
在真实神的话中，就是神最后那个生命册。
But there's also the book of the 心腹.
也是最后那个心腹的命令之书。
And I would submit to you that if you remember God, God will remember you.
我向大家说，如果我们一直纪念神，神也纪念我们。
If you have the intimate relationship with God, you can become a bride.
如果我们真的有跟神非常亲密的关系，我们会成为神的心腹。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 and 18, the book of remembrance. Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 and 18.
三章十六到十八节。
Then they feared the Lord and spoke often one to another.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论。
The Lord hearkened and heard it.
耶和华侧耳而听。
And wrote it in the book of remembrance.
而且记在耶和华的册上了。
Let's continue to read it in Chinese.
我们一起来读。那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前。记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
And they shall be mine.
那些人成为属神的人。
And verse 18, you read it?
No. 还有十七节，我们继续读。万军之耶和华说：“在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。”那时你们必归回，将善人跟恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的人分别出来。
So it's clear that this is speaking about the bride.
这里很清楚在讲心腹的信息。
I can tell you, unfortunately, that I speak to many people.
很抱歉告诉大家，我对很多人说话。
Not Chinese. Chinese are 心腹。
这中国人都是心腹。
But I speak to many people, and they don't even know that the Book of Remembrance exists.
这好多人，好多教会都根本不知道有一个神所的神的纪念册，有这个事情存在。
They ask me, "What are you talking about? Are you talking about some kind of a rabbi book?"
你在说什么呀？你在说一些犹太拉比们写的书吗
？So I'm talking about the Bible.
不是，我在说圣经啊。
There's a book of remembrance.
神的家里有一个纪念册的。
And that's why God tells his bride to remember him in the feasts.
所以神告诉他的心腹们纪念神，纪念神的节期。
Because if you remember the Lord is going to remember you.
因为你纪念神，神也纪念你。
And he's going to write you in the book of remembrance.
神把我们的名字记在纪念册上。
Look at the words that he's using, Jews.
这里头所用的词说的是犹太人。
That's the bridal.
那是
That's the bridal.
那是一个心腹的词。
Look at the spiritual aspect of it.
用属灵的眼光来看。
So I don't know about you, but I want to be in the book of remembrance.
我不知道你们，我自己是非常想，我一定要被神记在这个纪念册上。
I want God to be prepared to accept me.
我希望神能够来将来接纳我。
Now I can tell you all through the Bible, even before Yeshua came, I can tell God is Jewish.
我是主耶稣来之前，我可以跟大家说，上帝是很犹太传统、很犹太人的。
Because Jews ask a lot of questions.
因为犹太人一直问很多问题。
And God in the Bible asks questions.
神在圣经中也问问题。
He's a Jew.
神也像犹太人一样。
Sometimes he gives you the answer in the Bible, and sometimes he doesn't. You got to figure it out for yourself.
有的时候神在圣经里回答自己所提的问题，有的时候神不回答，我们要自己来理解、来揣摩。
And here God asks a very significant question.
这里神问了一个很重要的问题。
First Corinthians. And it's quoted, by the way, from the Old Testament. First Corinthians.
哥林多前书
Chapter 14 verse 8
14章8节
If the trumpet give an uncertain sound
如果作吹无定的号声
Who shall prepare himself for the battle?
谁能预备打仗呢
The one who is ready
那些预备好的人
Or the one who is not ready
是那些还是那些预备没预备好的人
I think we have the answer
我想我们通过这问题我们知道答案
We need to hear the voice of the shepherd
我们需要听到我们牧人的声音
I mentioned that everything in the Old Testament is a shadow of the New.
我说过，所有旧约的都是新约的一个预表。
And if it's in the Old Testament, it has to be in the New Testament.
如果在旧约里有的，在新约里经常会有应验、有预表。
Because everything in the Old Testament is in the New Testament.
所有在旧约里的，在新约里又在出现。
So we're going to look at Psalms 47, verse 5.
诗篇四十七篇五节。
And then we're going to read 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and see that they're the same.
But
one is a foreshadow, the other one is a fulfillment.
看完诗篇之后，再看帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节，我们看到这两个是同一件事，一个是以前的预表，一个是后来的一个实现，他们彼此对应。我们一起来读：神上升，有喊声相送；耶和华上升，有脚声相送。 因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of John chapter 13 verse 15.
请大家翻开圣经，约翰福音十三章。
John 13 verse 15.
十五节。
In John 13 verse 15, I'm just paraphrasing.
他直接引用。
Basically says that everything that Yeshua did, he set it as an example for us.
主耶稣所做的这些事情都是成为我们的一个榜样，成为我们学习的榜样和样式。
Yeshua is God.
主耶稣自己是神。
The Bible says in the book of John 1:1 that the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
约翰福音一章一节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The Bible says right there in the book of John that he was right there in creation.
然后约翰福音说，当神创造 万物之时，主耶稣就在那里。
This means that Yeshua is God.
这是说明主耶稣本身就是上帝，就是神。
Yeshua would never ask you to do something he didn't do.
主耶稣从来没有让我要求我们做一些他没做过的事。
He's asking you to blow the shofar.
主耶稣要求我们来吹号角。
It must mean that he's going to blow the shofar.
也说明主耶稣也吹号角。
Zechariah 9:14.
撒迦利亚书九章十四节。耶和华必显现在他们以上，他的箭必射出像闪电，主耶和华必吹角，乘南方的旋风而行。
Amen. Amen. My sheep listen to my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。
I know them and they follow me.
我认得他们，他们也跟随我。
I want to hear the joyful sound.
我想听到神欢乐的声音。
Do you want to hear the joyful sound?
你也想听到欢乐的声音。
Amen.Blessed are those that know the joyful sound. Psalms 89, verse 15.
诗篇89篇里面有那些知道向你欢呼的那名是有福的。
For they should walk in thy countenance.
因为他们要在神你的面光中行走。
Very deep Bible verse.
这是一个很深的一个圣经的话语。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
When Moses went up to the glory of God,
当摩西上到神的荣耀当中时，
the Bible says,
圣经说，
that his countenance was glowing.
圣经说他进入神的那个荣耀同在当中。
God is telling us here that if we hear his sound,
神在云中降临，
that if we hear his voice,
摩西与神面对面听到神的话语，
that if we know the joyful sound,
摩西听到神那个奇妙喜悦的声音，
then our face is going to glow.
然后脸，我们的脸就反射神的荣光。
You think about the priestly blessing.
大家想到那天我们读的那个祭司的
Shine your face upon us.
祭司的祷告，祭司的祝福。
Lift up the countenance.
神，你用你的脸光照我们。
It's a preparation for the 新妇。
这是对我们新妇的预备。
All the feasts are preparation for the 新妇。
所有神的节期都是对新妇的预备。
When you understand this, you can connect every Bible verse and see the prophetic picture.
当我们明白这些事情，我们把很多圣经经文连在一起，就明白神的心意和旨意。
Blessed are those that know the joyful sound.
那些知道向你欢呼的，那名是有福的。
Amen. So they shall walk with the Lord in the light.
因为他们要在神的面光里行走。
We're going to look right now at the tribulation, Jacob's trouble.
我们要看雅各遭难的日子，就是大灾难。
Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7.
耶利米书三十章七节。
Let's read it in Chinese.
大家读，哀哉，那日为大，无日可比，这是雅各遭难的日子，但他必被救出来。
For the great day.
因为那个大日啊。
Who shall be saved out of it?
谁会从那个大日中被救出来？
The one that's prepared?
是那些预备的人吗？
Or the one that's not prepared?
还是那些根本没预备的人呢？
The one who hears the sound of the shofar?
是那些听到神的号角的人呢？
Or the one who does not hear the sound?
还是那些根本听不到神号角声的人呢？
The one who goes to the feast of the Lord?
是那些去赴神宴席的人呢？
Or the one who does not go to the feast of the Lord?
还是那些不守神节期的人呢？
And I told you that God is a Jewish God.
我跟你们说过，神是一个犹太的神。
And this time he's gracious, he gives us the answer.
这个时候神很大方，神给了我们答案。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 1.
但以理书十二章一节。
And at that time,
那时
shall Michael stand up.
天使长米迦勒必站起来。
And look at the end. Everyone that what?
这最后的结尾的时候，红字写的。
Everyone that is found written in the book.
每一个名字记在名字录在册上的。
What book is he talking about?
神在说哪一本书啊
？He's not talking about the Lamb's Book of Life.
神不是在说那个生命册。
He's talking about the Book of Remembrance.
神在说他那个纪念册。
When you read the book of Revelation, you see books were open. What books were open?
在我们读启示录的时候，我们看到神的书卷打开了。什么书卷打开了
？He tells you the book of the dead, the book of the Lamb's Book of Life, and he talks about the book of Remembrance.
我们不是在说生命之书，在说神的纪念册、纪念书。
Only those that make it to the end.
那些忍耐到底的。
Only those that run the race.
只有那些奔跑路程的人。
Only those are the 信徒。
只有那些忍耐到底的信徒。
You have to make it to the end.
如果我们不能跑到最后。
This calls for patience and endurance.
这就是信徒的忍耐。
For the
就在这里。圣徒的坚忍
就在于此。For those who keep the Torah.
那些遵守神陀拉的。
And hold faithful to the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach.
那些对在神的见证上忠心的人。
I spoke about Torah for 2 days.
过去两天他一直在讲陀拉。
What is Torah?
请大家回答什么是陀拉。
What is Torah?
陀拉是什么？神的指示，就是神的话语。
What is Torah?
什么是陀拉？就是神的指示，神的话语。
God's instruction, amen.
神的话语，神的指示。
That's what it is. Every time you read in your Bible law, you need to switch it to God's instruction.
每次我们读圣经，看到圣经里翻译律法，我们要把头脑里把它换过来，变成神的指示。
Torah is not a religion.
陀拉并不是一个宗教条款。
Torah does not belong to the rabbis.
陀拉也不是那些拉比们拿的那些宗教。
Torah belongs to God.
陀拉只属于上帝。
He's the Torah.
上帝本身就是陀拉。
He's the living word.
上帝本身就是活的话。
Let's give a praise in the house of the Lord.
我们给神一个掌声。
Hallelujah.
来赞美神。
But sometimes,
有的时候
when we say the word Torah, there's people like to step back.
有的时候我们在教会里一提陀拉，大家都吓得往后退。
What are you talking about Torah? Don't talk to me about.
大家一说你千万别提陀拉，别提陀拉。
I'm not a Jew. Don't talk to me about.
我不是犹太人，别跟我说律法，别跟我说陀拉。
I'm not religious. Don't talk to me about Torah.
我不是那些守律法的人，别跟我提陀拉。
Then I can't talk to you about Jesus.
那然后我就不能跟你说耶稣了。
Because he is the Torah.
因为耶稣本身就是活的话，就是陀拉。
Because he said in the book of John, "If you love me, you keep my Torah."
因为主耶稣在约翰福音中说，你们爱我。
Some people like to say, but it says in my Bible, "Mitzvati."
主耶稣在约翰福音中说，你爱我就必守我的指令，守我的话。
Some Bibles say "mitzvati" and some Bibles say "Torah," but it means the same thing.
有些经文翻译成守我的话，有些经文翻译成守我的陀拉，其实是同一个意思，就是守我的陀拉，守神的这样的指示。
Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be a time of tribulation.
是的，会有大灾难的日子。
Now I'm not a date setter.
我并不是来确定日期的人。
I don't set dates.
我从来不定日期。
I don't know how long the tribulation is going to be.
我也不知道大灾难究竟多长时间。
But I do know one thing.
但我知道有一件事。
That we need to prepare ourselves.
我们必须要预备自己。
And whenever I see two brothers arguing,
有的时候弟兄们在互相争论这个事儿。
One says 7 years.
有些人说7年大灾难。
One says 5 years.
有些人说5年大灾难。
I ask him a simple question.
他就问一个简单问题。
If you know how long it is,
如果你知道多长时间
，and you're not prepared,
然后你知道多长时间你又不准备
，What's the use?
那有什么用呢？
Better not to know.
你最好是不知道日期。
And be prepared.
然后你好好来预备自己。
Yes, we're going to be in the tribulation because the Bible says so.
圣经这么说，我们要进入大灾难。
But we're going to see.
但我们要看到。
In the Word of God.
在神的话中。
That sometime during the tribulation, God will pull us out.
在大灾难的其中某个时候，神会把我们救出来。
When I don't know.
什么时候我们不知道。
But I do know that we have to be ready.
但我必须知道，我知道我们要预备好自己。
I do know that there's never been a generation closer to the coming of Yeshua than this generation.
我也知道，我们这一代人是比历史历代的人都更接近大灾难的这一代。
And I do know that God is raising up His bride.
我也知道，神现在正在兴起他的心腹们。
Amen.
Amen.
So we have to be prepared. And in Zephaniah.
我们必须要被预备。
Chapter 1, verses 14 to 16.
在西番雅书的第一章第十四节。
God gives 3 warnings that the time is near.
耶和华的大日临近，而且临。
And I think we need to read it because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
我们要一起读这一段，因为我们要听神的号角的声音。
And a lot of people like to use that Bible verse only for salvation.
好多人用这一段经文，只是说这段经文只是对救恩人说的。
But I would submit to you that it's not only for salvation.
但我跟你说，这个不只是对救恩。
That Bible verse in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. is also for us to absorb the revelation.
圣经这些经文也是让我们来其中，来让我们来吸收，来理解其中的启示的。
The more we read the Word of God, the more we get into the context of the Word of God, the more revelation we get.
我们更多的沉浸在神的话中，更多的进入神的话，我们会得到更多的启示和亮光。
So let's read it, please.
我们来一起读这一段。耶和华的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是耶和华日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的哭嚎。那日是愤怒的日子，是极念困苦的日子，是荒废凄凉的日子，是黑暗幽冥乌密云乌黑的日子，是吹角呐喊的日子，要攻击坚固城和高大的城楼。
Verse 116, a day of trumpet and alarm. So we see the connection between the feast of trumpet and the tribulation.
所以在第十六节里，我们看到那是吹角的日子，也是攻击的日子。我们在这里看到吹角节跟大灾难之间有个连接。
Multiple fulfillments in the feast of the Lord.
在神的节期之中有很多处的应验。
All pointing to the book of Revelation.
这些都是指向最后的启示录的。
You want to understand the book of Zechariah?
大家刚才那个撒迦利亚书的例子记得吗？
The book of Daniel.
但以理书的例子。
The book of Ezekiel.
以西结书的例子。
You need to understand.
我们要明白。
The book of sound of the shofar.
我们要知道这个号角声音的意思。
You need to understand the book of Zephaniah.
我们需要知道这个西番雅书。
Amen. One of the greatest stories in the Bible that I love to talk about.
他很喜欢那个圣经中的故事。
Is a Song of Psalms.
是雅歌书。
And when you read the Song of Psalms, you think it's a love story between a man and a woman.
一读雅歌书，我们以为是男孩女孩搞对象的故事。
But actually, it's a love story between God and His 心腹。
但其实呢，这是神跟他心腹之间爱的故事。
Amen. We're going to look at Psalms 2.
我们看
Song of Psalms.
雅歌书的第二章。
Chapter 2, verses 10.
二章十节。
We're going to read also.
我们来一起读。
Verses 2:11, 2:16, and 3:1.
我们要读二章十一节、二章十六节和三章一节。
And then we're going to break it down to what it means.
我们要然后来解释其中的意思。我良人对我说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去，因为冬天已往，雨水已止住过去了。良人属我，我也属他，他在百合花中牧放群羊，我夜间躺卧在床上，寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。
My beloved spoke to me.
我所心所爱的对我说，
Rise up, my love, my fair one.
起来，起来，我的佳偶。
He has kind words for her.
对心腹有很好的一个。
He's not angry.
新郎并不是生气，就很好的一
个状态。 He's got a mercy.
他是很爱的。
He's got a love.
他是爱的神，他是怜悯的神。
Is this talking to the 心腹 or to the church? What do you think?
这是在对心腹呼召还是对教会呼召？
I would submit to you it's talking to both.
我跟你大家说，这是对两者都在说的。
Sometimes the 心腹 has to wake up.
好多时候，心腹必须要被唤醒。
Also, the 心腹 has to wake up.
心腹必须要被唤醒。
God has to wake us up.
神在唤醒我们。
It's not only talking to non-believers and to those. It's talking to everyone.
这不是在说只对某个宗派的人，神在唤醒。这是神在对所有的教会、所有的信徒在唤醒。
He says the winter and the rain are gone, are past.
神说冬天已经止住，雨水也止住了。
She slept all winter.
神说没有冬天了。
The rain is gone. What is rain in the Bible?
在圣经中雨代表什么？
祝福。
雨代表。
You missed the 祝福。
雨代表祝福。
Wake up, you missed the blessing.
快起来，你们错过祝福了。
The winter and the rain are gone.
你快起来，那个祝福快结束了。
Wake up.
快醒过来。
And then she says, finally.
然后那个女士女方就会说，在三章一节女方终于回应了。
I pray to the Lord at night.
啊，我晚上在床上躺着要祷告我的神。
When do most of us pray to the Lord?
我们大多数人什么时候向神来祷告？
At night before we go to sleep.
就是晚上我们睡觉之前。
We want to be blessed to sleep good at night.
我们希望晚上睡觉之前被神祝福，有个好的睡眠。
We want God to bless our day.
我们希望神祝福我们的日间工作。
That's when we pray to God.
所以那时我们经常向神做的祷告。
We're going to read verses 5:3-5:9.
我们要读接下来的五章三节、五章四节一直到六节一起。我回答说：“我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢？我的良人从门孔里伸进手来，我便因他动了心。我起来要给我良人开门。”我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药滴在门栓上。我给我的良人开了门，我的良人却已转身走了。他说话的时候，我神不守舍，我寻找他竟寻不见，我呼叫他，他却不回答。
I slept, but my heart is still awake.
我人躺下了，但我的心还醒着。
He's knocking on a door.
神在敲门。
She's almost dead.
就这个心腹基本上像死了一样。
The Bible says that her heart is still ticking.
神说我们的心都不跳了。
And he's knocking on the door. It's almost like he's doing CPR. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
神在敲门，很大的声音，就像是给我们做心脏按摩、心脏那个复苏手术一样。神说快醒，快醒。
And what does she say?
那这个女的怎么回答？
I've already washed my feet.
女的说我脚都洗过了。
I've already put my coat up.
我已经把衣服脱了。
You want me to go outside?
你现在你还让我出去吗？
I don't want to go outside.
我不想跟你出去了。
It's raining outside.
外面下雨呢。
But the rain outside is the tzufu.
但是外面是下的雨却是祝福啊。
He's calling you out to the tzufu, and you won't even put your coat on.
神让我们进去跟他进入祝福之中，但我们却不愿意把衣服穿上。
My beloved put his hand in the hole of the door.
我的良人从门孔中伸进手来。
Look what it says. She not only closed the door, she locked the door.
他看看这里说的，他不光是关了门，他把门都锁了。
And then finally,
然而最后
finally she looks at her iPhone.
最后这个女的看她的手机，看 iPhone.
She says, "Wait a minute."
她说，哎呀，等一等。
Wait one moment. Tomorrow.
明天。
Well, it says, "My beloved is mine," right? Where's my beloved? Oh, look at verse 5:4. My beloved is mine.
看第，
yeah, right there. My beloved is mine.
啊，是我的良人属我。
What does it mean, "My beloved is mine"?
我是什么是我的
？I've got Yeshua.
我的乡人，我良人属我。
I've got Yeshua in my pockets.
我把耶稣装在我的口袋里。
When I need Yeshua, I'll pull him out.
当我什么时候想找耶稣，我就把他拿出来。
My beloved is mine.
我所说爱的属于我。
I've got a business appointment.I'll pull Yeshua out of my pocket.
我要跟别人做一个生意，要见面，我就把主耶稣从身上拿出来。
I'll pull Yeshua out of my pocket.
我跟人见面，我就把主耶稣拿出来。
My beloved is mine. I've got Jesus right here.
我的良人是我，我良人就在我里面。
You ever go to the churches that they only have list all the time? List. I want, 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 I want. My beloved is mine.
这到教会我们要这么多要那么多一直在祷告求那些其他的祝福但是我们的良人就是我
It doesn't work like that, brothers and sisters.
我们必须要就这方面做转变
Seek first the kingdom of heaven and everything will be added to you.
要先求神的国神的义我们所求的才会加给我们
And finally let's move on to the next page.
接下来我们要到下一页
She looks at her iPhone.
那个女的心腹在看她的 iPhone 了
Wait a minute, wait a minute, I made a mistake.
啊，给开 iPhone 说等等我犯错误了
Tomorrow I've got a big business appointment.
明天我有一个很大的生意跟人约了。
I better call Yeshua. He was knocking on the door before.
我跟人家谈生意，我现在赶快要联系耶稣了。耶稣刚才敲我门呢。
Yeshua.
耶稣啊。
Yeshua.
耶稣啊。
Dancha, dancha.
耶稣，等我，等我。
Dancha, dancha.
等我，等我一会儿。
Yeshua.
耶稣，等我。
Wait, wait.
耶稣，等我。
Yeshua.
耶稣。
Yeshua.
耶稣。
He's gone.
耶稣走了。
He's gone.
耶稣离开了。
It's too late.
太晚了。
We are under grace.
我们现在还在恩典之中。
The nations are under grace.
列国都在恩典当中。
The Jews are under grace.
犹太人在恩典当中。
But grace will come to an end.
那终有一天恩典时代要结束。
And the door will be shut.
终有一天门要被关上的。
Now is the time to get to relationship with Yeshua.
但现在就是我们要跟神建立真实关系的时候。
Now is the time to be prepared.
现在就是我们正要来预备的时候。
We have to stop the to-do list for God.
我们要跟神结束我们这个我要做什么这个给神拉清单了。
The relationship.
我们要跟神来建立真实的关系了。
You don't know how many churches I go to in China.
你知道在中国去了多少教会？
And in the UK.
或者在英国。
And not all of them are Shinfus.
很多教会他们根本就不是信徒。
Some of them are growing.
所以他们 根本就是沉睡教会。
But the pastor tells me, you don't need to preach a message. No need message.
好多牧师说，你看我们也很兴旺，你不用给我说这些信息。
Only 祝福。
你只要给我们讲祝福信息就好了。
Only prophesy and 祝福。
只要给我们发预言祝福我们就行了。
We don't need nothing. We have enough messages. Only 祝福。
我们听了太多道了，我们就要祝福就行。
Give us the blessing of Israel.
给我们从以色列来的祝福。
And everybody stands and they have a recorder in their hand. You know that they record.
每一个人，中国人都有一个录音机，大家知道哈。
You know, God, they don't think God can record in heaven. He needs our help.
只有主耶稣在天堂能帮我们做这些记录。
They're recording the message. I want to record what you're praying. Record.
每一个中国人一请他来祷告，都旁边拿个录音机录你为我祷告什么。
And then instead of seeking the Holy Spirit and seeking God's revelation, they want to hear what the recording says.
他们不是要听神对我说什么，圣灵给我启示什么，他们就要开听那我录音里录了什么。
And if they're not happy, they tell you to pray again.
如果他们没录清楚，说你重新给我祷告一次呗。
Because the recording doesn't suit their needs.
因为你给我祷告这个，给我录的这个我不爱听。
Pray again, Pastor. You know.
你给我重新祷告一回，祷告祷告。
Are you sure the Lord didn't give you a word for me?
你真的吗？神没跟你讲我的事吗
？Are you sure you don't know when I'm getting married?
你不知道吗？我要结婚了，为我想要的祷告点。
Are you sure you don't know when my husband will be saved?
你真的你不知道我什么时候我丈夫能得救吗
？I'm not a prophet.
我不是个先知
I'm just a servant.
我就是个仆人而已
I can't give you the recording you want.
我没办法给你想要的这些东西
You can't pull Jesus out of your pocket whenever you want.
你不能把主耶稣从兜里拿出来到处满足你需求
Now, this is not happening everywhere, but you know what I'm talking about.
这个虽然不是每个地方教会都是这样但是你们知道我在说什么
And really, I think the transformation has to be with the pastors, with the leaders.
但是我知道首先要从牧师开始改变
The leaders in the congregation in Chinaneed to have a transformation to teach the flock that that's not the way the kingdom works.
中国的这些牧者首先来转变来告诉他的羊群们神的祝福神的法则不是这样的。
And it's very, very important. And even if they get upset at us and they get angry, if we really love them, we have to tell them the truth.
虽然这些人这些教会对我们不满意对我们生气但是出于爱他们的原因我们要把真相告诉他们。
It's a wake-up call.
这是一个叫他们起来的一个警钟。
Ephesians 5:14, awake you that sleep.
以弗所书五章十四节说：“你这睡着的人要醒过来。”
Awake you that sleep, and God will give you light.
你这睡着的人要先醒过来，神的光要照耀你了。
All the Bible verses talk about light.
神的经文里经常在谈到光。
He wants to give us the light.
神希望给我们光。
He wants to give us the blessing.
神希望给我们祝福。
Opening of the books and the gates.
神要打开那个祝福的门，启示的门。
Daniel 7:10.
像但以理书七章十节
北京
一起读在他面前有火向河发出侍奉他的有千千在他面前侍立的有万万他坐着要行审判案卷都展开了
A fiery stream
在他面前有很多的火
came forth
火从他面前发出来
Fire is not a good thing if you're not a believer
如果是个不信的人火是个很坏的事
If you're not a believer, fire is very dangerous.
如果你不信主那火很危险了
But if you're a believer, it's a good thing.
如果我们是信徒那火很好
Because fire purifies gold and silver.
因为火能炼净金和银
Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes God has to take us through the fire.
很多时候神要带领我们经过火
Remember Daniel and the fire?
记得但以理书那个经过火的故事吗
Who was in the fire with them?
谁在火中跟但以理书里那些人一起啊
Yeshua,
主耶稣自己
That means when we go through the fire we don't have to be afraid because Yeshua is there with us
所以我们记得当我们经过火的时候不要怕因为主耶稣在那里与我们同在
So if you're a believer fire is a good thing
如果我们是信徒火是一个好事
In fact there are over 500 Bible verses that can show that the Bible says that God is fire
实际上圣经中有五百处经文说神是烈火
God is a consuming fire
神是那个烈火
And that's exactly why he's going to throw Satan in the lake of fire
所以神最后要把撒旦也扔进那个烈火火湖之中
Because fire for a non-believer is a very bad thing
因为烈火对于那些不信的人是很坏的事
If we see it in the Old Testament it must be in the New Testament
如果我们在旧约中看到新约中一定也有
Daniel 7:10 is the foreshadow Revelation is the fulfillment
但以理书那个是一个预言是一个影子在启示录里有它真实的成就
We read this in the book of Revelation 5:12
我们读
5:11 You see the same thing as Daniel but in a fulfillment
主启示录章五章十一节但以理书所说的在启示录中得到成就 我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、圣诞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿圣诞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
We want God to open unto us the gates of righteousness.
我们希望神向我们打开那公义的门。
That's our idiom in the feast.
那是我们的一个预表述，我们的一个。
Psalms 118 says, "Open unto me the gates of righteousness."
诗篇里说，神的，你向我打开那个公义的门。
That's what we need to establish. We need to receive. We need to get sanctified to reach.
这是我们需要被洁净、需要成圣的一个过程。
Let's read Psalms 118 verse 19, and then we'll read also Isaiah 26.
这是我们一起来读诗篇的118篇19节，给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。这读以赛亚书26章1节，当那日在犹大地人必唱这歌说，我们有坚固的城，耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外郭，敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入，艰辛仰赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
Once again, we see in the book of Isaiah,
又一次我们在以赛亚书看到
that the gospel is always the one new man concept.
整个福音就是一个新人的概念。
It's always been a one new man concept.
从来就是一个新人的概念。
From the beginning,
从最开始。
Because look what it says, the nations that kept the truth will be allowed to enter in.
所以看到这里，那些列国守神诫命的都可以进入。
Because they kept my perfect peace.
因为那他们守了神，是因为神把他们保守十分平安。
Only that nation will be able to enter into the kingdom.
只有这样的国家，这样的国民才可以作为心腹进入神的国。
Love to talk about the tribulation.
大家愿意听关于大灾难的事。
I want to know what's going to happen in tribulation.
他也想知道大灾难会发生什么。
I'm not so focused about the time of the tribulation. I'm focused more about what is going to happen with me during the tribulation.
他并不是太关心大灾难什么时候发生，他主要是关心大灾难会发生在他身上什么事情。
Yom Kippur, the hidden day.
因为那个时候那里面说过有一个隐藏的日期。
The hidden day.
那个隐藏的日子。
Zephaniah 2:3.
西番雅书的2章3节是隐藏的起来。
Seek the Lord.
要我们一起来读，世上寻求遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人呐，你们都当寻求耶和华，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Let's read Psalms 27:5.
再读诗篇27篇第5节，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗的保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
These are very, very two prophetic, deep Bible scriptures.
这是很真实的预言性的圣经经文。
We have the tribulation.
我们有大灾难。
And we have the taking away.
我们也有神的那个保护，神的把我们救出来。
We don't have the taking away, the rapture.
对，有那个被提。
We don't have a date.
我们没有日期。
God doesn't give dates.
神没有给出具体日期。
He gives times.And season.
神给了那个时节和季节。
Okay, God doesn't give dates; He gives times and seasons. Even the feast of the Lord, Nisan 14, is a season. It changes every year. One day it falls on a Wednesday; the other year it falls on a Thursday. He'll never give you a date; He'll give you a season.
神没有给具体日期，神给了那个季节，就像是以色列节期一样。神给了个尼散月14号，但每一年尼散月14号都是不同的日期。
So it says over here that God will hide us.
在这里说，神会把我们隐藏起来。
He will hide us.
神会隐藏我们。
During the time of tribulation,
在大灾难的日子里。
I don't know when it's going to happen. He's going to hide me.
我不知道什么时候会发生，但神会把我们隐藏遮盖起来。
There's going to be famine.
这里会有大饥荒的。
There's going to be earthquake.
会有大地震的。
There's going to be trouble.
会有大灾难的。
But my Bible says God is going to hide me.
但是圣经说神会把我们隐藏起来。
My Bible says God is going to protect me.
我的圣经说神会保护我。
I don't care how long the tribulation is.
我不怕，我也不管大灾难要持续多久。
I care that I'm protected.
我知道我会被神保护。
And then the book of Psalms 27:5 says.
在诗篇27篇第5章
第五节。That sometime during the tribulation.
在启示录在大灾难中间的一个时间。
He's going to set me up upon the rock.
他要把我高举在磐石上。
Upon the tabernacle，
在神的帐幕上。
Where is the tabernacle？
神的隐秘帐幕在哪里
？Revelation 21:3， Behold, the tabernacle of man is now with God forever。
这里说启示录21:3，看到神的帐幕在人间。
Revelation 21:3， Behold, the tabernacle of man is now with God forever。
现在看神的帐幕永远设立在人间。
He will hide me in his secret tabernacle。
神会把我们藏在他隐秘的帐幕之内。
That is Revelation 21。
这是启示录二十一章。
So we see right here that during the tribulation, he's going to hide us.
所以在这里看到，在大灾难中，神要遮蔽我们。
And then sometime during the tribulation, he's going to take his bride.
在什么在大灾难的其中某一个时刻，神会把他媳妇救出来。
3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, I don't care.
3年、4年、5年、7年，我不管，我也不在乎。
I want to be ready.
我要被准备好我自己。
And I have a promise in the Word of God.
我有神话里的应许。
And God's Word without return void.
神的话永远不突然返回。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give a praise in the house of the Lord.
我们要给神一个掌声。
Jesus spoke about it, Yeshua.
主耶稣说过。
He says, as it was in the days of Noah.
主耶稣说，这样诺亚的日子怎样
？So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
人子来的日子也要怎样
？Well, how was it the day of Noah?
在诺亚的日子发生什么事
？Noah and his family went through great tribulation.
没有人跟神有一个真实的一个。
Noah and his family went through great tribulation.
诺亚和他的家人经过了一个大灾难。
And God poured His wrath.
神施下了他极大的震怒。
But sometime,
但是在这之间
，Before God poured the wrath, He spared Noah and his family.
在神的大震怒之中，神赦免了诺亚和他的一家。
Amen.
Amen.
As it was in the days of Noah.
就像在诺亚的日如何
？So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
人子再来的时候也要如何
？It matches this Bible verse to the T.
非常的迎合符合这段经文。
That there's a promise that God will pull us out.
神的应许那时候会倾倒出来。
It also says in the Bible, as it was in the time of Lot.
神说在罗德的日子怎样
？So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
人子来的时候也要怎样
？How was it in the time of Lot?
罗德那时候发生什么事
？Lot and his family went through tribulation.
罗德和他的一家也经过大灾难了。
And God pulled them out before He poured His wrath.
神在降下大的审判之前，神把罗德一家拿出来了。
But we need to remember not to abuse the grace.
但是我们要知道，我们不能滥用神的恩典。
Not to think that we have Jesus in our pocket.
我们不能想，反正主耶稣就在我里面了。
Because what happened in the story of Lot?
是因为罗德发生了什么事
？God freed them.
神把罗德救出来了。
And He said, "Look ahead."
神让罗德他们家往前看。
Don't turn back.
不要回头看。
Doesn't matter what's behind you.
不管后面发生什么事。
Don't turn back.
不许回头。
I want you to look towards the cross.
我要你往前看。
I want you to look towards the promised land.
我要你向前仰望十字架。
I want you to look towards the New Jerusalem.
我要你向前仰望新耶路撒冷。
I want you to look back.
我不要你回头看。
I want you to have faith.
我要你有信心。
And Lot's wife turned back.
那罗德的太太回头了。
She turned into a pillar of salt.
罗德太太变成盐柱子。
She abused God's grace.
罗德太太滥用了神的恩惠恩典。
You have to make it to the end.
我们必须要忍耐到底。
You gotta be faithful to the end.
我们必须到至始忠心。
That's the true 心腹。
这是真实的心腹。
That's the true message of the feast.
这是真实的一个神的节期的信息。
That's the sanctification of the bride.
这是我们心腹成圣的过程。
That's the preparation of the bride.
这是主耶稣，这是心腹预备过程。
As they like to say in English, it's the real deal.
这是说的，这是我们一个英语说的。
That's the real deal.
这是一个玩真格的。
We have a lot of Bible verses in the New Testament, in the Old Testament.
我们在新约圣经中和旧约圣经中好多类似的经文。
When Yeshua spoke of these Bible verses,
当主耶稣说这些经文的时候
，What was he quoting from? He was quoting from here.
主耶稣从哪里把这些经文引述出来？主耶稣从旧约里面引述出来。
We have to run the race.
我们必须要奔跑我们的路程。
You know, you think about the story of the disciples.
我们要想使徒们的故事。
The Sea of Galilee.
是加利利海。
You know, I God showed me this a few months ago only.
上帝几个月前向他显示这一段。
They were on one side of the lake in Capernaum, Capernaum.
啊，他们在那个加利利湖的一端。
Capernaum, because Capernaum, you call it, yeah. And the Lord told them to go to the other side, get into a boat.
神让这些使徒们上船，坐船划到另一边去。
And I always wonder why is it that the Lord told them to go to the other side? Why can't you just take a boat on this side?
为什么主他在想为什么神让他们上船划到另一边去呢神为什么不让他们就停这儿呢
Why do they have to go to the other side?
为什么他们要划船到另一边去
And then I kind of remembered the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation
然后他记得 圣灵给他一点启示
That when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea
他记得将以色列人过红海的时候
They had to cross to the other side
他们也要从 然后就是从湖的一边的过到另一边。
And only when they cross to the other side, they're called Hebrews. That's why they're called Hebrews, because they cross to the other side.
他们必须要完全的从中间那样的跨越，跨到另一边，才叫希伯来文叫做跨过那红海。
And in the prophetic picture of the story of Egypt, it's really a picture of the first baptism.
整个出埃及的这个过程就是我们第一次受洗的那个预表。
And Yeshua was preparing his bride, his disciples.
主耶稣在预备他的心腹，也是他的这些门徒们。
And the prophetic picture was, you need to cross to the other side and get into a boat.
就是整个的像一个先知性的预表一样，你们必须要过了那一边才能上船。
The boat represents the world.
那个船象征于世界。
Yeshua was walking on the water.
主耶稣自己在海面上走。
And his disciples were scared.
他整个那些门徒都害怕。
And he said, "Do not be afraid; it is I."
主耶稣说：“门徒别害怕，是我。
The great I am."
主耶稣那里说的是我，就是。
And 12 disciples.
那个十二个门徒。
All saw the glory.
全都是看到神的荣耀。
All have been with Yeshua.
全都是主耶稣的门徒。
All have seen the miracles.
他们全都看了神的神迹。
And only one has enough faith to get out of the boat, Peter.
只十二个人都见了神的荣耀，见过神的神迹，这只有一个人有胆量从船上下来。
And walk on the water.
只有彼得一个人敢在水上走。
Peter is a 信夫。
彼得是信夫。
信夫。
彼得是信夫。
Amen.
Amen.
信夫，信夫，信夫，信夫，信夫，信夫。Are we tired today?
我们今天都累了吗
？We tired?
累了吗
？Let's try it again.
我们再来一次。
信父，信父，信父，信父，信父，信父，信父。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's try it in Hebrew.
我们用希伯来语来呼喊。
Anybody remember how to say it in Hebrew?
希伯来语怎么说信父
？How? Kala, 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 kala. Peter represents the kala, the bride.
彼得预表信父。
He had enough faith to get out of the boat and walk on the water.
彼得有信心，他从船上下来，在水上走。
But a little bit storm.
但是彼得一看风浪。
A little bit wind.
一点来一点风。
And Peter sinks.
彼得就开始下降，下沉了。
And the Lord pulls him up.
主把他拉着手，把他拉上来。
Where is your faith?
主说：“你的小信的人，你信心在哪里？”
You see, Peter didn't make it to the end.
你看彼得没有坚持到最后。
It's not enough to get out of the boat.
他不是说彼得没有
It's not enough to walk on the water.
不在于彼得从船上下来 他走到水上了。
We have to run the race.
我们必须要奔跑这个路程。
And during the time that we run the race,
不要忍耐我们奔跑路程的全过程。
There are going to be times where we sink like Peter.
会有一些时间我们像彼得一样会沉下去。
And the Lord will pull us out.
神会把我们拉起来。
That's called grace.
这就是神的恩宠恩典。
I'll pull you out. That's called grace.
神把我们拉上来就是恩典。
I'll pull you out. That's called grace.
神把我们拉起来叫恩典。
But don't abuse the grace.
但是不要滥用神的恩典。
Because there will come a time where the grace will come to an end.
因为有一天会来，恩典会结束。
And Yeshua will not be there anymore to pull us out.
那恩典结束的时候，主耶稣不会再把我们拉起来。
One of the most dangerous messages I know out there.
在教会里面有一个很危险的一个信息是
，is the message of, 没事没事。
有一个信息就是没关系没事。
没事
没关系。
We're under grace.
我们是在恩典当中。
没问题。
没问题。
It's okay.
做什么都行。
Get your recorders ready. That's one of the most dangerous messages I know.
这是他所知道的一个最危险的一个信息。
We have to enable ourselves, each one of us, myself included, to walk on water.
我们必须要装备我们自己，包括我自己在内，要准备在水面上行走。
We must ask the Holy Spirit to enable us.
我们必须让圣灵把我们来盖上印。
Amen.
Amen.
Who can bear the day of the Lord?
谁能在站立得住耶和华大而可畏之日？
You know, my ministry every year before.The feasts, doesn't matter which feast, Passover or the Feast of Trumpets, we get a lot of emails.
我的事工每年在不论是哪个犹太节期之前，我们都收到很多电子邮件。
And I can show you that 20% of the emails that I receive before the feast, people want to know how many warehouses I have.
好，20%的邮件都在问他在过节之前，别人问他你有多少的仓库啊？
We want to help your ministry.
我们想要帮助你的事工。
We want to donate.
我们想要捐钱。
How many warehouses do you have?
你还有多少的仓库可以用？
I say, what do you mean?
他说你什么意思啊
They say you don't know there's going to be a great tribulation?
你知道吗我们这里会有一个大会有大灾难会发生的
What you're not storing up food?
你不偷偷的藏些食物吗
I said I don't know what kind of God you serve.
我说我不知道你在侍奉什么样的神
Or what kind of Bible you read.
你在读什么样的圣经
But my Bible says he's going to hide me in the time of trouble.
但我的圣经是在大灾难之日神会把我隐藏起来
And if God is going to hide me in the time of trouble, he's not going to let me starve.
如果神在灾难之时会把我隐藏起来，神也不会让我饿死。
Because he's the King of Kings,
因为他是万王之王。
He's the Lord of Lords,
他是万主之主。
He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
他是犹大支派的狮子。
He's Jehovah Jireh, he's El Shaddai,
他是耶和华以勒。
He's the Great I Am,
他是最大的那个我是自有拥有的神。
And if he can't give me a warehouse, I'm serving the wrong Lord.
如果他连一个仓库都不能给我，那我就侍奉错神了。
Amen.
Amen.
But I have to admit, it's a good gimmick.For the Western churches to get money out of people.
但我可以说，西方教会有的时候用这种方式让弟兄姊妹们捐钱，把钱拿来，可能是一个他们营销手段。
They're selling, you know, we get packages of food, enough food for 7 years, enough food for 9 years.
那些西方教会有的时候卖那种紧急用品、紧急的食物，你可以储藏9年、10年、7年的。
So I guess if you want to sell a lot of food, you better believe in a 7-year tribulation because there's more food to sell.
如果你真的是想要卖更多这方面食物呢，你可能要相信7年大灾难，这样你买那些食物都是保质期7年以上的。
God doesn't need our help.
神不需要我们帮他。
God doesn't need our warehouses.
神不需要我们给他准备仓库。
God needs our heart.
神需要我们的心。
God needs us to come to the appointed time.
神需要我们在他定的时间来亲近他。
If we can't come to God's appointed time,
如果我们不按神所定的时间来到他面前。
Then how do we expect God to come to us?
那我们如何来要求神到我们面前来呢
？In this world right now, as we walk,
在现在我们所生活的这个世界上
，and especially at the time of the bride,
尤其是在我们现在预备新婚的一个时期里
，a young man,
一个年轻人
marries a young lady,
与一个年轻女士结婚
，they get betrothed,
他们订婚了
，during the betrothal,
在订婚期间。
The bride gets to know the groom.
订婚期间，那个女士来越来越多了解自己丈夫。
If the bride will not get to know the groom, there will not be a wedding.
如果那个妻子，如果订婚的新妇不是来了解她的新郎，他们不会有结婚那一天。
It doesn't matter that they're betrothed.
不，即使他们订婚了也没有用。
We're betrothed.
我们都与神订婚了。
But if we don't get to know our groom, there's not going to be a wedding.
如果我们不是真实来认识我们的新郎，我们不会有婚礼那一天。
Joel 2:11.
约珥书二章。一节
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
在锡安吹角
Sound the alarm.
在我圣山吹出大声
For the night is coming.
因为日子要到了，黑夜要到。
The day of the Lord is coming at night.
耶和华的日子要到了，在晚上到。
Anybody remember Thessalonians 5?
大家记得帖撒罗尼迦五章吗
He comes as a thief in the night.
神像夜间的贼一样来。
But for those of you who are children of the light.
但是对于我们这些光明之子
to you he will not come as a thief in the night.
对我们来说神不会像夜间的贼一样来。
Yeshua said, no one knows when I return.
主耶稣说没人知道什么时候回来。
But we know the season.
但没有人知道日期但我们知道那个季节。
My sheep listen to my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。
I know them.
我也听认识我的羊。
And they follow me.
我的羊也跟从我。
He comes as a thief in the night.
神像夜间的贼一样来。
And right here, blow the trumpet for the night is at hand.
在这里写，在西安吹角，在夜间吹那个角。
Thessalonians was taken from this. This was not taken from Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦书是从这里被引出来的。
Everything that you read in your New Testament came from the Old Testament because everything in the Old Testament is a shadow of the New.
所以我们读的新约都在旧约里有原来的影子和引言，所有的旧约里面的这些引言、这些影子都在新约里得到实现。
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
在西安吹角。
The wedding of the Messiah.
弥赛亚的婚礼要到了。
Joel 2:16.
约珥书二章。
Joel 2:15 and 16. Blow the trumpet in Zion.
2:15要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日子，宣告筵束会，聚集众民，使会众自洁，招聚老者，聚集孩童和吃奶的，使新郎出离洞房，新妇出离内室。
Blow the trumpet.
吹响号角。
Sanctify the congregation.
整个洁净城使会众们成圣。
Get the children.
把孩子们都带来。
Get the babies.
把那吃奶婴孩也带来。
Get the people ready.
把所有的人民都准备好。
For the time has come.
因为日子要到。
The groom has come to take the bride.
新郎又来迎娶新妇了。
Those who hear the sound.
那些听到这个声音的。
Those who are the sheep.
那些是羊的。
Come up here, 新妇。
新妇上到我这里来。
Come up here, 新妇。
上到我这里来，新妇。
Blessed are those who know the joyful sound.
祝福那些能听到这么美好声音的人。
Do we see the connection of the feasts with the tribulation, with the rapture?With the preparation, it's all in the feast of the Lord.
我们看到吗？其中这些连接，在神的节期和大灾难、被提和种种这些事件之间内在的联系。
We went over this yesterday. Satan's robbed the church.
我们昨天说了，撒旦一直在抢掠，在抢劫教会。
We went over the Bible verses how he robs the times, he robs the seasons, he robs the Torah.
撒旦一直改变了日期，改变了节期，改变了律法，也改变了圣经的好多真理。
He doesn't want you to know this.
撒旦不想让我们知道这些。
Because if you know this, you're going to be prepared.
一旦我们知道了，我们会开始来预备。
And he doesn't want you to be prepared.
撒旦不想我们来预备。
He wants 没事没事没问题祝福。
撒旦说没事没事慢慢睡吧，祝福神永远是祝福，永远是恩典。
Prophesy.
要来发预言。
Tell me that everything will be fine.
好多人对牧师说，对我发预言嘛，告诉我我一切都会很好。
Everything will be fine if we're in the Lord.
我们如果只要我们在神里面，每件事都会好起来。
Because we have victory in Yeshua HaMashiach.
因为我们只是在主耶稣里面会有得胜。
Now, because I was an Orthodox Jew,
因为他以前是一个传统。
I'm very, very careful to separate Bible with rituals.
所以他很注意，他因为他犹太原来正统犹太人的传统背景。
Everything that's rituals, I take out.
他把原来很多犹太的那些仪式仪文拿掉，只保留圣经本身。
Everything that's not biblical, I take out.
原来不是圣经本身的，他拿出去。
I know that Paul said to the Jew, "I was a Jew," and to the Greek, "I was a Greek."
因为保罗说，我对犹太人我是犹太人，对希腊人我是希腊人。
And I'm going to explain what that means.
我要给大家解释什么意思。
It means that when you witness to somebody,
意思是当我们对其他人做见证
，or as you're having a relationship with someone,
或者我们想跟其他人有一个连接
，you're sensitive to the culture.
你对其他人的那个其他人的文化要有敏感。
You don't compromise the word of God.
你不能把神的话牺牲掉。
For example, if I walk into a mosque.
如果我进一个有进一个以色列就是阿拉伯的人
I'm gonna take my shoes off.
我进阿拉伯的那个清真寺我要把我鞋脱了
I'm respectful to the culture.
我尊重阿拉伯人的传统
But I'm not gonna bow down.
但我不会向阿拉伯人来下拜
I'm not gonna do
that. 我不会下拜
The same way if I preach the gospel in an Orthodox city in Israel
如果我去给一个传统极端的犹太人来传福音
and I want them to look at the Tanakh at the Old Testament
我希望那些传统犹太人看旧约
I'm going to have to wear a yarmulke.
我就必须戴上我犹太的传统小帽。
Otherwise, they're not going to talk to me.
要不然那些犹太传统人根本不跟他说话。
I'm sensitive to the culture.
我对这些习俗和文化很敏感。
To the Jew, I was a Jew. To the Greek, I was a Greek.
在犹太人面前，我做犹太人；在希腊人面前，我做希腊人。
Now it saddens me. We had a group from Brazil just before I came to Shanghai. We had a group of 10 believers from Brazil that we took around Israel a little bit, and we had a small conference in a hotel.
是他去中国之前，他去了巴西，跟一些少数的几个信徒一起。
And they really loved Israel.
这些信徒都很爱以色列。
And they really celebrate the feast of the Lord.
他们一起来庆祝主的节期。
And you can sense they really want the truth.
我能感受到这些信徒很想要知道真理。
And I was even surprised to see that they worship in Hebrew.
我更惊奇的是，这些外邦信徒他们竟然用希伯来话来敬拜。
But when we went to the Karma Market, Karma Market is like a market in Tel Aviv, you know.
当我们一起去特拉维夫这个商场的时候
，One of the women was with us.
其中一个姊妹跟我们在一起。
And she said to the people, Hashem.
她对那这个姊妹是巴西来的。她对
Hashem is the name of the Lord, but they won't pronounce the name of the Lord, so they say Hashem the name.
她这巴西来姊妹对本地人说出了主的那个希伯来原文名字。
And I took her aside and I explained to her that we don't say Hashem, we say the name of the Lord.
她就把那个巴西姊妹拽过来说，我们当犹太人面前不能直接称呼主的名字，我们说是主。
Paul said to the Jew, "I was a Jew, and to the Greek, I was a Greek."
因为保罗说，我当在犹太人面前我做犹太人，在希腊人面前我做希腊人。
We don't compromise the word of God.
我们不牺牲神的话，我们不会拿神的话来削减掉。
Yeshua said, "We don't compromise the word of God." Yeshua said,
主耶稣说
"If you're ashamed of my Father in heaven,
如果你以我天父为耻
then my Father in heaven will be ashamed of you."
我在天上的父也以你为耻。
Why am I telling you this?
我为什么要这么说？
Because it's very important as you begin with the feast, as you start following Israel, you're going to have to draw a line between religion and between what the Word of God says.
因为当我们开始来跟随犹太的律法，跟随犹太的日历和犹太的节期的时候，我们要很注意来分辨人的这个传统，还有这个神的话。
And if you don't want to offend somebody, then don't talk about the name of God at all, but don't use the name that hides the name of God.
如果你不想要使某些人受伤，某些人觉得被冒犯，你就不轻易提神的，不轻易提出神的希伯来原名，我们就说主就好了。
Now Yeshua was an Israelite.
耶稣是犹太人。
Moses was an Israelite.
摩西是犹太人。
They did things in the custom of Israelites.
他们按照犹太的习俗做了好多事。
How do we know what is from the rabbis and what's from Yeshua?
我们怎么知道哪些是拉比弄出来的，哪些是属于耶稣的？
Very simple.
很简单。
If we take a Jewish wedding,
如果我们看一个犹太的结婚婚礼，
I would say a biblical Jewish wedding, not a modern.
不是一个现代犹太人婚礼，是圣经时期的犹太人婚礼。
And we can find Bible verses that match Yeshua's ministry to the T. We know it's from Yeshua.
我们能看到在犹太古代的那种婚礼的仪式里的好多能体现出主耶稣教导、主耶稣服侍的那些经文和形象，我们知道这些是符合的。
If there's one contradiction,
如果其中是有互相抵触的
，one question mark,
有疑问的
，we know it's not from God.
我们就知道这些不是从神而来。
We know it was implanted by the rabbis.
我们知道那些是拉比们发明出来加进来的。
It's actually very simple.
其实很简单。
It's like being an operator.
就像一个操作员一样。
Heart operator.A heart operator.
就像个心脏管心脏的一个管理员一样。
You know, they take a camera and they stick it in your heart and they see where the clogs are.
是他们做心电图，做一个心脏的一个造影手术，把一个管插进去看心里哪儿堵了。
That's why we need to look at the Bible through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们通过圣灵来看圣经，就是用这种方式。
We need to look if there's a clog. We need to take the clog out.
如果发现其中有堵塞的地方，把这堵塞拿掉。
So I'm going to show you a Jewish wedding.
所以我给大家看一个传统的犹太婚礼。
But please understand.
但请大家明白。
That I am not showing you a ritual from the rabbis. I'm showing you Yeshua's ministry.
我不是给大家看拉比的这些宗教仪式，我是给大家看主耶稣的服侍。
And although some of the things the Orthodox Jew, because look, first of all, in every lie there's a little bit truth.
是有些现在的一些传统犹太教人还这么做，因为有些的谎言里面还有一部分真理存在。
And the rabbis are not that smart. They took it from the Torah.
拉比们也不是那么聪明，他们直接从陀拉里拿出来的。
It's just what they didn't like, they changed.
只是那些拉比们不喜欢的东西，他偷偷改了。
They don't like something, they change it. They like it, they leave it.
拉比们把自己他们喜欢的保留下来，把他们不喜欢的给更改。
The whole Tanakh Bible,
整个圣经
there are rabbinic interpretations.
是整个是他们犹太教传统的那种解释方法。
But there's one book that there's no interpretation.
但是有一卷书没法解释。
I always ask the rabbis, how is it that suddenly this book you can read it alone?
为什么有一卷书没有拉比写注释书，我们自己可以自己来读呢
？The Book of Esther, there's no interpretations.
这以斯帖记就没有拉比写的注释书，自己可以读。大家就可以直接读圣经。
You know why they read it?
为什么让他们来读啊
？Because they don't see Yeshua, although Yeshua is everywhere.
因为拉比在那里没找到耶稣的影子，所以他说大家可以随便读。
And the Jews are tzufu.
然后。其实主耶稣的影子书里到处都有，犹太人只想要祝福。
No need interpretation, no need to change nothing, it's fine.
然后拉比一看没有耶稣的名字，说大家可以随便读这张圣经，没问题，不改了可以读。
The other places, the prophecies, they're not good because they point to Yeshua. We need to change it.
在圣经里其他地方，凡是有预言的地方，指向主耶稣的，拉比说这个不好，全都改掉。
My whole point is that there is a wave of Shinfu coming in now.
我的主要说的观点是，现在有一个大波的心腹运动，心腹要兴起。
And when the wave comes in, so comes the spiritual attack.
当这个心腹的运动、心腹的浪潮兴起的时候，属灵的攻击也会来。
And I know that even the ones here in Vancouver, all the Chinese are connected to WeChat. I know it.
我现在知道，虽然我们都住在温哥华，我们中国人都用微信。
And in WeChat, you're going to see many, many articles that are trying to convince you to read the Talmud.
在微信里有好多文章说想让我们来读那个塔木德是犹太拉比文学。
They're going to tell you that there's wisdom in the Talmud.
然后好多人说你塔木德里面有犹太人的智慧。
Please don't fall in the trap.
请大家不要中这个陷阱。
Follow only the written word of God.
只要我们来跟随神所记下来的神的话。
Take it from me, I was an Orthodox Jew.
从他听这个建议，因为他曾经就是犹太传统教徒人。
The best wisdom I ever got was from God.
最好的智慧从神的话而来。
It's important that you realize this because you're going to, as you embrace Israel more and more, you're going to do searches and you're going to have to determine what's from God and what's not from God.
当我们越来越多拥抱以色列的时候，我们要来学习，要来分辨哪些是从神来的，哪些是从犹太这些犹太教这些仪式和传统来的。
So I'm going to show you a list right now.
现在给大家看一个清单。
The list is not a ritual.
这个清单呢不是一个仪式。
The list is Yeshua HaMashiach's ministry.
这个仪式，这个里面全都是主耶稣的事工。
And this is the list.
这里只是整个犹太婚礼的一个过程。
The bride gets the bridegroom's name.
第一个就是。
Now mind me, I may not be going by the order, but the list is correct, okay?
对，它是也许不是完全按照这个顺序发生的顺序，但是这些事情是都会发生的。第一个是女方要顺男方的姓。
But I do want to show you something before that.
但是之前他要给大家看一个。
Get the picture up there. I was not going to put the picture on it, but okay, we see here a picture.
大家看到上面一个图吗
？There are four elements in the picture.
图上有四样东西。
One of the elements is not biblical.
有一个东西是不是圣经里的
？Does anybody know what the element is?
哪个东西不是圣经里的 ？Star.
Which one?
David star.
One star. What? Anybody else?
谁知道哪个东西不属于圣经里的
？The candle，
蜡烛。
The candle is not biblical。
那个蜡烛台不是经文里的。
There is no candle in the Bible。
圣经里没有那个蜡烛。
And therefore, we do not do this because it is a ritual from the rabbis。
我们这么做，因为它是拉比们发明的一个仪式。
There is one candle in the Bible。
圣经中有一次提蜡烛。
It is called the lampstand, the menorah。
提到金灯台。
It was given to Moshe, to Moses.To put in the first tabernacle.
那是主耶神给摩西放在第一个会所中的。
To be a light in the temple.
成为圣殿中的灯。
Yeshua HaMashiach is the light of the world.
主耶稣自己是世上的光。
He is the perfect seven lampstand.
主耶稣是那个完美的七个金灯台。
Anybody heard of the Feast of Hanukkah?
大家知道那个光明节吗
？Feast of Dedication.
光明节就是重新与神立约那个节。
It's not one of the seven feasts.
光明节不是神的七个节期之一
But Jesus celebrated it.
但主耶稣庆祝那个节了
It's in the book of John chapter 8.
在约翰福音第八章主耶稣庆祝那个节期
And the Bible says
圣经说
That Yeshua was walking in Solomon's porch
主耶稣在所罗门廊下行走
In the temple
进入圣殿
And the Pharisees confronted him
这些法利赛人来挑战主耶稣
And asked him, are you the Messiah?
是法利赛问他你是弥赛亚吗
He answers them over and over, I've told you that I'm the Messiah.
主耶稣说我已经告诉过你们我是弥赛亚
But you just won't listen.
你们就是不听而已
Famous Bible passage, John 10:27 happened in the Feast of Dedication.
约翰福音十章这个就发生在这个叫做光明节的时候
my sheep listen to my voice.
我的羊听我的声音
I know them and they follow me.
我认识我的羊我的羊也跟从我
I'm the light of the world.
我不是属这世界的
Moses was asked to put the menorah in the temple.
摩西被神要求把一个金灯台放在会幕里
Yeshua HaMashiach was walking in the temple and proclaimed himself to be the light of the world, the perfect seven.
主耶稣自己行走在圣殿之中，宣告他自己是世上的光，他是那个完美的神的灯台，神的灯。
So if you want to light a candle, and God to light a biblical candle.
如果大家想要点一个灯，点一个属合圣经的灯。
This is how you separate Bible from ritual.
这是我们如何把仪式和圣经分开。
Every picture that people send me, I pick like an operator. You know, I want to check what's in the Bible, what's not in the Bible. I throw it out.
但有些人给他发一些照片，让他那看一些事情，他知道有些不属于圣经的，他把它拿出去。
Not because we don't love the Jewish people.
不是因为我们不爱犹太人。
Not because we don't pray for their salvation.
不是因为我们不为犹太人救恩祷告。
Because if we're followers of Yeshua HaMashiach and claim to be the Shin Fu, we have to be obedient to the Word of God.
如果我们自称为主耶稣的信徒、主耶稣的门徒和心腹，我们必须要真实来遵守神的话。
And we cannot adopt man-centered rituals. We can't do that.
我们不能完全来接受人的这些传统和人的这些宗教仪式。
But why did the Pharisees ask Yeshua if he's the light of the world?
那为什么
if he's the Messiah?
为什么法利赛人来问主耶稣你是弥赛亚吗
？Well, they know that the glory departed eastward.
但是因为这些法利赛人知道神的荣耀从东门从西门出去了
and they knew that the glory has to return eastward
啊，从东门出去了这些法利赛人知道神的荣耀从东门再回来
and Solomon's porch is pointing eastward
所罗门门廊就是面向东方的
eastward is the Mount of Olives
向东方就是橄榄山的方向
the glory departed eastward and the glory returned eastward
神的荣耀从东门出去神的荣耀是从东门要回来
and they were waiting for the Messiah so they asked Yeshua are you the Messiah that's the reason
所以这些法利赛人常年在等待弥赛亚降临他们就问主耶稣你从东门进来你是弥赛亚吗
He proclaimed himself, I'm the light of the world.
主耶稣在那里宣告我是世上的光
So the Torah scroll, of course, is biblical.
那个妥拉的卷轴，那是很正常，圣经里的。
We know the shofar is biblical.
我们也知道号角属圣经的。
Star of David, big controversial subject.
那个大卫之星是很有争议的一个问题。
One of the reasons it's controversial because it's not the Star of David.
一个很有争议问题，为什么有争议？因为它是大卫之星。
It's called Magen David.
它不并不是大卫的星，它有专门的自己一个名字。
And Magen David means the shield of David.
它是大卫的印章，大卫的印记。
It's not the
大卫的盾，大卫之盾。
It's not the Star of David. It's the shield of David.
它不是大卫的星，是大卫的盾。
The star was kind of implanted by Satan through Constantine, some ways kind of to attack the Jewish people in an indirect way.
那个星星这些东西都是君士坦丁大帝那个时候慢慢加进教会传统中的，是有点让带教会向偏走的一些东西。
Is it biblical, the shield of David?
大卫的盾牌在圣经里属圣经吗？
Absolutely, David said, "The Lord is my shield."
是啊，大卫说神是我的盾牌啊。
That's where it came from.
这是从哪？这是从这里来的。
Some people say it's not biblical.
有些人说这不合圣经。
1948, Bible prophecy was fulfilled.
1948年，圣经预言被实现了。
Can a nation be born in a day?
有一个国家可以一天生出来吗
？Does anybody think that God would allow a satanic sign to be on the flag of Israel?
哦。神会
Does anybody think?
有人会想有人会知道有人会想到
That God would allow
神会允许
A shield of David
大卫的盾牌
To be on the flag of Israel
会在以色列的国旗之上吗
If it wasn't biblical
如果这个不是属圣经的
That is impossible
那就不可能发生这样的事
We just need to know that it's the shield of David and not the star of David
我们只是要知道这是大卫的盾不是大卫的星
So we see a perfect example of three elementsThree are biblical and one is not.
我们在这看到有三个合圣经的，有一个不合圣经的东西。
The flag of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷旗帜。
Our ministry causes, praise God, earthquakes in Israel.
我们的事工感谢主，在耶路撒冷带来像地震一样的改变。
I'll give you a simple example of what we do.
我给大家一个很简单的例子，我们做什么
？We buy these little flags of Jerusalem.
我们买那些耶路撒冷的小旗。
You can buy them for $6. It's this small.
就大概是几块钱，就是大概这么大一个耶路撒冷城的城旗。
We hand it to people.
我们把这旗发给别人。
To our ministry group or to people from China, whoever's with us.
那些中国人也好，我们那些同工也好，把它发给别人。
And we walk around Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv usually.
我们更多时候是在特拉维夫到处走。
And we ask people, why is there a lion on the flag of Jerusalem?
我们说为什么在耶路撒冷上面有个灯呢
？You'll be surprised at the answers we get.
你会很惊讶别人怎么回答。
And you'll be surprised how it opens the gospel.
你也会很惊讶，这个问题如何能带领我们进入到传福音中
？Simple question: Why is there a lion on the flag of Jerusalem?
很简单的问题，为什么耶路撒冷旗上有个灯呢
？Could it be lion?
A lion. 为什么是狮子呢？为什么耶路撒冷的旗上有狮子呢
？Could it be that it's pointing to the lion of Judah?
这会是指向我们犹大的狮子吗？
Or you think it's just a coincidence?
或者只是一个巧合而已。
I would submit to you it's not a coincidence.
我跟大家说这不是巧合。
I have a video.
我有一个录像。
Praise God.
感谢神。
Where I'm speaking to a rabbi.
我们跟那些拉比在交谈。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
And I tell them this is the lion of Judah.
我跟拉比说这是犹大支派的狮子。
And he tells me no, it's not.
拉比说不对，这不是。
And I tell him I challenge you.
我说我向你挑战。
And he says what?
拉比说挑战什么呀？
We'll give you any amount of money if you want, if you can convince the municipality to take the lion off.
我给你所有多少钱都行，如果你能赶去市政府，跟市政府说把这狮子从国旗上拿下来。
Try to take the lion off.
他们想试试把这狮子拿下来。
See what God does.
你要想拿下来，你看看神会对你做什么。
God's name is written on Jerusalem.
因为神的名字一直写在耶路撒冷上面。
And no man, no devil, no fallen angel will be able to remove the lion from the flag.
没有人，没有任何势力，没有任何堕落天使能把神的名字从耶路撒冷拿出来。
In the same way, nobody will ever be able to eliminate the shield of David.
同样的，也没有任何人有能力能把大卫的盾拿出来。
Because the shield is our shield.
因为大卫的盾也是我们的盾牌。
The Lord is my shield.
主是我的盾牌。
Amen.
Amen.
When we think about the book of Ephesians, where it talks about put on the full armor of God.
我们谈到以弗所书，我们谈到穿戴神所赐全副属灵军装。
Does anybody believe it's a Roman soldier?
我们相信我们是罗马军队的士兵吗
？How many of you know the Jews didn't even like the Romans? The Jews didn't even like the Romans.
大家知道吗？其实犹太人不喜欢罗马人。
They're not going to use that as an example.
我们不会把这个拿出来做一个例子。
It's talking about a spiritual shield.
这我们说的是一个属灵的军装。
It's talking about a spiritual sword.
是一个属灵的剑。
It's talking about the clothes of the high priest.
是说到那个大祭司的衣服外袍。
Putting on the full armor of God is the high priest.
穿上全副属灵军装是穿上大祭司那样的外袍一样。
This is the true armor of God.
这是真实的神的全副军装。
In fact, when the priest used to enter into the temple, the Holy of Holies,
实际上当年这些大祭司进入至圣所的时候，
the Bible says that it would be that they're going into the service.
他们说他们是要进入一个侍奉服侍一样，
like going to the army.
就像参军一样要进入这个侍奉。
Why? Because being a high priest is spiritual warfare.
因为成为大祭司就等于站在属灵征战的先锋上了。
It's not a Roman soldier.
不是给一个罗马士兵的一个形象。
The devil's coming after you. A Roman shield and a knife is not going to help you.
如果仇敌向我们来攻击，我们拿一个罗马刀、罗马盾根本没什么用。
It's all about the priest.
是全是关于祭司的。
It's all about the bride.
全是关于新妇的。
It's all about the sanctification process.
全是关于我们成圣过程的。
When it says in Revelation, he's coming back on a white horse.
启示录说主耶稣骑着白马回来。
And on his name is the name of God.
主耶稣的名字是神之道。
And he has a robe.Dipped in blood.
主耶稣有个沾了血、溅了血的袍子。
And behind him is an army wearing white.
这主耶稣身后有穿着洁白衣服的众天军。
We're going to see according to the wedding list that we're going to go through.
我们要借着这个婚姻的这里面这些细节。
That army wearing white is the high priest, is the priests.
我们要知道那些跟着神穿着洁白衣服的那些众军就是祭司们。
We're going to see that they're married to Yeshua.
我们知道这些祭司全要跟主耶稣结婚的。
And because they're married to Yeshua, they have the name of Yeshua.
因为他们跟主耶稣结婚，所以他们有主耶稣的名字。
Because the bride gets the groom's name.
因为新娘都有新郎的名字。
Let's look at the bride gets groom's name.
我们来看第一条，就是女方要有男方的那个名字。
We'll be looking at the book of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu.
我们要看耶利米书。
We're only going to read up to verses 23, 26. Jeremiah 22,
5 and 6. 23章的5到6节。
Okay, that's the Bible verse of the 新妇, okay.
那是圣经写新妇那一章。
All right, let's just read, we'll pause at 23:6, okay?
咱们从到第六节停。耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上实行公义和公平。在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
And he shall be called...The Lord our righteous.
他要称为耶和华我们的义。
That is the first coming of Yeshua HaMashiach.
这是主耶稣第一次来的时候。
But he's coming back.
但主耶稣要再来。
To take his bride.
要娶他的新妇。
And when he comes back to take his bride.
当主耶稣回来娶新妇的时候。
We get the name of the bride because it's a Jewish wedding.
我们也得到主耶稣的名字，因为这是一个犹太婚礼。
Let's read Jeremiah 33, 15 and 16.
我们读耶利米书33章15节16节。当那日子那时候我必使大卫公义的苗裔长起来他必在地上实行公义和公平在那日子犹大必得救耶路撒冷必安然居住他的名必称为耶和华我们的义
Look at verse 33 verse 16
看第十六节
And she shall be called the Lord our righteous
那里说那里那个是女方的那个她就是那个心腹要被称为耶和华我们的义
Who's she?
那些女方的她是指谁呀、啊、
？Anybody know who she is?
女方的她指的是谁？
新妇。
新妇。
Amen.
Amen.
So we see that the bride gets the groom's name.
所以我们在这看到新妇要有新郎的名字。
It's clear that in those days Judah shall be saved, Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name where she shall be called the Lord our righteousness, the second coming.
所以这里说得很清楚在主耶稣再回来的时候这些新妇在耶路撒冷安然居住的时候新妇都有新郎的名字。
It's a Jewish wedding.
这是一个犹太婚礼。
The whole ministry of Yeshua HaMashiach is a Jewish wedding.
整个主耶稣的服事事工都是一个犹太婚礼。
There has to be a betrothal.
必须有个订婚。
We know that Mary had to betroth Joseph, or Joseph had to betroth Mary.
我们知道约瑟跟玛利亚必须有个订婚。
We read that in the book of...Right here. Well, we don't have to read it. We just look at it. Okay.
我们不用读，就大概看一看。约瑟和玛利亚必须要有这个订婚。
The Bible says that Yeshua betroths us.
主耶圣经说耶稣与我们订婚。
Hosea chapter 2 verses 19 and 20.
何西亚二章十九二十节。
Obey, Jean.
我一起读，我必聘你，永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。
I will betroth you unto me for faithfulness.
我必永远以我
And you shall know the Lord.
你必认识耶和华。
There is the word again. Adam yada et Chava, and Adam knew his wife. It's an intimate relationship. And you shall know the Lord.
这里这个认识跟亚当认识夏娃一样，也是一个亲密的彼此相连真实的认识。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
But he wants us to get to know him during the patrol.
但神希望在订婚的时候让我们彼此认识。
Anybody know the story of Rebecca and Isaac?
大家知道利百加跟以撒的故事吗？
Rebecca had to say I do.
利百加必须说我愿意。
I will go with this man.
我要跟这个人一起走。
Genesis chapter 24.
以创世纪二十四章里。
Verse 58.
五十八节。他们就叫了利百加。
Rebecca says, "Will you go with this man?" And she says, "I will go."
他们叫了利百加来，问他说：“你和这人同去吗？”利百加说：“我去。”
God will never force His blessing on you.
神从来没有逼迫我们。
It doesn't matter that in a Jewish wedding, the parents are the one who organize the wedding.
是在犹太婚礼上，犹太的父母们来负责组织婚礼，负责安排。
Ultimately,
但是最终呢
，the groom.The bride has to say, I do.
那个新娘新妇必须说我愿意才行。
If she doesn't say, I do, there's no wedding.
如果新妇说我不说我愿意就不会有结婚。
In the same way, Yeshua HaMashiach patrols us.
同样的主耶稣基督也跟我们订婚了。
And we have to say, we do.
我们必须说我们愿意。
Moshe, Moses.
摩西也是一样。
Went up to the glory of God.
摩西进了神的荣耀当中。
And he said, Israel has sinned a great sin against you.
摩西说以色列在你面前犯了大罪。
Blot me out of the book of life. Blot me, take me out of the book of life.
把我从生命册上抹掉。
And God said,
让神说
He who sinned against me, him I will take out of the book of life.
谁不得罪我，我把神的名从生命册上抹掉。
Moses,
摩西
Esther,
以斯帖
and Paul,
保罗
had the same characteristics.
都有同样的一个特点。
All three of them were willing to lay down their life for their people.
全都愿为了他们的人民可以把自己的命舍弃。
Moses wanted to lay down his life for the people.
保罗也愿意为他的人民把命舍了。
Esther said, "If I perish, I perish."
以斯帖说，我若死就死吧。
And Paul said, "I wish myself a curse for the salvation of my people."
保罗说，我宁可自己被咒诅，与基督隔离，也愿意让我的同胞们得救。
All these three,
这三个人，
新妇，
都是新妇。
We're willing to lay down their life.
他们都愿意为别人把自己的命舍下。
There's no greater love than the one who's willing to lay down his life for his brother.
人为朋友舍命，仁爱没有比这更大的。
Amen.
Amen.
But only Yeshua.
这只有主耶稣。
Only he can take it away.
只有他可以带走。
We can't do it.
我们没办法。
There has to be a perfect Lamb of God without blemish.
只有是一个无瑕疵的神的羔羊能把人的罪带走。
And God is a God of mercy.
神是一个怜悯的神。
He is a God of grace.
他是怜悯有爱有慈爱的神。
He tells Moses,
他告诉摩西
if they'll build me a tabernacle,
如果他们要给我建一个会幕
and if,
如果
they'll bring all their riches,
他们把他们所有的这些财富
I will forgive them.
我赦免他们
because I want to dwell with them.
因为我愿意跟他们同住
but I'm not going to force my blessing on them.
但我不会强行把我的祝福给他们
behold, he knocks on the door, but he's not going to break the door down.
你看听啊我在门口敲门但我不会破门而入。
And we read in the Bible in the book of Exodus chapter 24 verse 3.
我们在出埃及记里来读这一段。
That Israel answers,
24章3节。
We do.
以色列人都说了我们愿意遵行。
We do.
我们愿意。
But there's a big question here, something very, very prophetic here that I want to bring out.
但这里有一个很大的一个问号以色列这里有一个很大的预言性的。
They made a golden calf.
以色列犯罪了他们做了金牛犊。
And now the Bible says that they're going to build a tabernacle.
但是圣经后来说他们要为神建会所。
And my question is, where do they have the money?
然后我的圣经经文里说他们要拿这个要拿钱出来，从钱从哪来
？Bunch of slaves. Where do they have the money?
他们是原来是奴隶，钱从哪来
？Well, the Bible says that they took the riches of Pharaoh.
然后圣经说他们从法老那里拿了好多钱，金银财宝出来。
We know we spoke about this yesterday that it was the 10th plague.The killing of the firstborn that Pharaoh said enough.
我们昨天说过，只有到第十灾杀了埃及长子的时候，法老才说够了。
God said, "You killed my firstborn. I'm going after your firstborn."
神说，当年法老你杀我们以色列的长子，我今天杀你的长子。
The spiritual warfare and the battle is on the firstborn.
这是整个对于一个长子的一个极大的属灵征战。
And it was only the killing of the firstborn by the blood of the lamb.
只是必须要杀那个长子，是羔羊的血。
That freed Israel.
才把整个的以色列释放出来。
Pharaoh gets up in the middle of the night and he says, "Go, take your people."
法老半夜起来说，走吧，你们所有人都走吧。
But the Bible says,
但圣经说，
that Pharaoh had a change of heart.
是法老的心一直在改变。
And he decided to go run after the Israelites.
他决定在背后追以色列人。
Old women,
老太太们。
Old men,
老头们。
Children,
小孩。
Pharaoh was a king.
法老是国王。
If Pharaoh needed slaves, he did like this, and he had new slaves.
法老如果想要奴隶，他随便再找些奴隶，很快找到了。
Why would Pharaoh take 600 of his best chariots to run after a bunch of slaves?
为什么法老把他六百个最好的战车都调出来，要追那帮奴隶们呢？
This is prophetic for the bride.
这是对新妇一个很预言性的图画。
Why would he do that?
为什么法老这么做？
He's running after Israel.
法老背后追以色列人。
Taking his best army. Look at that picture right there. He's running after Israel.
看那个图画，法老在背后追我们，追以色列。
Why?
为什么他要追？
They took the money.
他把钱拿走了吗？
They took the money.
他把财富拿了。
Pharaoh woke up and he said they took the money.
法老一叫起来说他们把钱拿走了。
Those Jews took everything.
整个这个钱都没了。
They were slaves for over 400 years.
他们原来四百年都做奴隶。
They took everything.
他们把什么东西都拿了。
Everything.
把埃及一切财宝都拿走了。
They cleaned the house.
他们把埃及都搬空了。
And Pharaoh wakes up and he realizes the money's gone.
法老一觉醒来发现一切都被搬空了。
And he takes 600 of his best soldiers to run after Israel.
所以法老把他六百个最好的战车都叫出来。
And he's running.
在追以色列，追钱。
Money, 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 money.
把钱给我，把钱给我。
Money, 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 money.
你把钱还我，把钱还我。
Money, 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 money.
叫钱，要追钱。
And he drowns.
所有他的军兵都淹死在红海里了。
With the money.
跟钱一起淹死在那里了。
Everything that was will happen again.
所有当年发生过的，将来还要再发生。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9. Everything that was will happen again.
传道书一章一节，以前有的事，以后必再有。
If God gave the Israelites the riches of Pharaoh,
如果当年神把埃及的财宝、法老的财宝给了以色列人
，in order to enable them to make it to the promised land,
以使得以色列人可以用这些财富能走到应许之地去
，then He must give you and I all the riches.Of the world to enable us to bring the gospel back to Jerusalem and go home.
所以主耶稣将来也要把列国的财宝装备给我们，使得我们有能力把福音带回耶路撒冷。
When you look at a story in the Bible, don't look at the surface. Look at the prophetic.
所以我们看圣经不要光看表面，要看里面属灵的深意。
Look at what God is trying to say to us to prepare us for the bride.
要看看神要给我们在里面给我们说的属灵的深意，神要预备他心腹的。
It's in the story of Passover. All these prophetic pictures are connected with the feast of the Lord. All of them.
在圣经里所有的这些图画都跟神的这些逾越节跟神的这些节期相连的。
But we have to be obedient to God.
但我们必须要顺服神。
You see, Israel took the money.
你看以色列人把钱拿了。
And they built a golden calf.
但以色列拿钱建了金牛犊。
We have to be careful as God is giving us the finances of the world not to build a golden calf.
我们要注意，当神把金银财宝、把财富加给我们的时候，我们不要拿财富做金牛犊。
To make sure that the Lord's money is going in the right place.
要决定，要一定要确定神拿这钱做神所喜悦的事。
God must enable us. He must enable us.
我们必须，神会给我们加添，神会给我们预备。
And the Bible says,
圣经说。
That Israel said, "We do. We'll do it. Thank you." Oh, 赞美主。
圣经说，以色列说，赞美主。我们听神的话，我们与神立约。
And they started to bring the gold.
然后他们
build the tabernacle.
他们拿着钱，拿着金
，and the silver.
拿着银要做会幕。
And the riches.
拿了埃及的财富。
And the skins.
拿了埃及的那些宝物。
And everything that they had.
拿了埃及所有的这些宝贝。
And what happened? What does the Bible say?
圣经说什么？发生什么事了？
Moses.
摩西。
够了，够了。
摩西说：“够了，够了，
够了，够了，
够了，够了
，enough，
够了
，enough，
够了
，too much gold，
太多金子了
，too much silver，
太多银子了
，too much diamond，
太多钻石了。”
Moses said enough.
摩西说：“太多了。”
They had so much diamonds.
他们有太多。
Moses said, "够了，够了。”
他们有太多钻石了。摩西说：“够了，够了。”
Too much.
太多了。
the world is going to look at you.
世上的人会看我们。
And they're going to say, "Cola, cola."
世上的人说太多了，太多了，太多了。
All the riches of the world.
世上所有的财富。
Transformed into the body.
全要被转化到。
In order to enable us.
转化到基督的身体里。
To bring the gospel back to Jerusalem.
使得我们有能力把福音传回耶路撒冷。
Isaiah 45 verse 3 says.
以赛亚五十三章。
That the riches of the world, the treasures of the world, be transformed into us.
世上的财富是万国的财富要被转到神的国中
We don't have to worry about warehouses.
我们不要担心准备这些仓库的事儿
We don't have to worry about the tribulation.
我们也别怕大灾难
All we have to do is be obedient to the word.
我们只要做的是要在神的话上尽忠
We just have to seek the kingdom of God.
我们要来寻求神的国
God will do the rest.
神会来照顾我们其他的
That's a promise.
这是神的一个应许
The world is going crazy.
这个世界会越来越疯狂
the end times,
这世界我们现在进入末世了
going with Turkey, with ISIS and the Middle East,
这些土耳其还有这些中东国家包括这些 ISIS 这些地方越来越疯狂
Civil war with Syria, refugees,
叙利亚内部的内战一直在打
Earthquakes, tsunamis,
地震海啸到处都有
The world is chaos,
世界一团乱糟糟
And the people,
人民
are controlled by the world.
人民就全完被这个世界所控制住了。
I see people in Israel.
我看他看到这以色列的人
55, 58 years old.
五十八、五十多岁的。
They go to the bank in the morning.
他们一早就到银行站牌。
And the whole life they're just looking at the dollar.
他们一辈子就是看他们银行那点存款。
The dollar goes up, the dollar goes down. The dollar goes up, the dollar goes down. The dollar goes up.
钱多一点，钱少一点，钱多一点，钱少一点。
Their whole life, they're controlled by this.
他们整个一生都被这事儿控制住了。
But we as believers,
但我们是信徒。
We don't care about the dollar.
我们不是完全看这些金银。
We don't care about the euro.
我们不是关注这些欧元。
Our dollar is going up.
我们的财宝在上面。我们的财宝在天上。
Because he's going to give us everything.
因为神会把一切都给我们。
But we got to do it his way.
但我们必须要用他的方式来得。
This is not a 祝福 message.
这不是一个祝福的信息。
This is a bride message.
这是新妇信息。
Get into the feast of the Lord.
进入神的节期。
Get into the break roots.
进入神的一个希伯来的根源。
Get into the priestly blessing.
进入祭司的祝福中。
Put on the armor of God.
穿上神全副的属灵军装。
Be prepared.
必预备
carry the torch,
拿起我们的火把
and never look back,
永远不往回头看
and watch what God does.
我们要看神在我们身上的作为
I don't know about you, but I say I do.
我不知道大家在座你们怎么样
I do, Lord, I do.
但我对神说我愿意我愿意
I say I do in Chinese.
我愿意去为你去中国
A little bit slower.
我愿意
我愿意
请大家用中文说我愿意
我愿意
我愿意
我愿意我愿意，我愿意，我愿意。Hallelujah, we do. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
What happens after we say we do?
我们说我们愿意之后会发生什么事儿
？In China, you better buy a house.
在中国你要买房子了。
You don't buy a house in China, you ain't getting married.
你不买房子，你不能结婚，在中国。
You got your mother-in-law running after you. I'm telling you.
要不然你岳母天天来找你说你不买房子，不把女儿嫁给你。
But usually after we say I do,
经常上我们一说我们愿意之后
，the groom runs to get gifts.
那个新郎就去为我们找礼物了。
And Yeshua gives us gifts.
主耶稣就给了我们礼物。
Ephesians 4:7.
以弗所书里面就有一个。
4:8. Let's read that.
我们一起来读以弗所书四章七节八节。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐所以经上说他升上高天的时候劫掠了仇敌将各样的恩赐赏给人
We see that we get gift. It's a Jewish wedding.
我们看到我们马上就得到礼物了这就是犹太婚礼嘛
If we look at the list of the Jewish wedding it's Yeshua's ministry to the T
如果我们看犹太婚礼这跟主耶稣的服事完全吻合
His whole ministry follows a Jewish wedding exactly
主耶稣的整个的侍奉都是按照犹太婚礼的这个过程进程在进行
Not a rabbinic wedding, but a Jewish wedding.
不是一个拉比那样的一个结婚仪式是主耶稣的那样结婚仪式
John the Baptist
施洗约翰
Baptism
施洗
You ever ask yourself the question?
有的时候我们问过这个问题吗
You read your Bible
我们读圣经
And every time the Jews didn't like something, what did they do?
圣经里犹太人一旦不喜欢什么事的时候犹太人干什么扔石头啊
They throw a rock.
犹太人就开始扔石头了
You see, the Arabs are not smart. They didn't learn that by themselves. They learned from the Jews.
你看，阿拉伯人不是很聪明，他们不是自己发明出来的，他们跟犹太人学的。
They throw rocks because the Jews threw it first. Ishmael learned after.
犹太人先扔石头，阿拉伯人跟他们学，也开始扔石头了。
And the question is, when John the Baptist was baptizing.
问题是，当施洗约翰施洗的时候
，Why didn't the Jews stone him？
为什么犹太人不敢拿石头打施洗约翰呢
？They didn't like something. They picked up a rock.
他们愿意拿石头打别人，为什么不敢打施洗约翰
？But you read in the Bible that they were coming to the water.
那你看在圣经里说，这些犹太人都站到河边等施洗约翰来施洗啊。
Well, the reason is baptism is Jewish.
因为整个的这个原因是，这个洗礼一直都属于圣经的。
Not the eternal baptism through Yeshua HaMashiach, but the baptism.
就是我们在说的这个洗礼，不是说主耶稣的那个终极的洗礼。
It's called the mikvah.
是在犹太人里面有专门一个名词。
A purification of a bride.
是一个新娘结婚之前的一个清洗身体。
The purification of a bride.
是
not the bride of Yeshua, a regular bride.
是正常一个结婚，正常一个犹太女人要结婚的时候，之前都有一个洗澡清洗。
And even today,
即使到今天
，when people get married in Israel.
当年轻人在以色列结婚的时候
Before the wedding, they go to a mikvah.
结婚之前他们都要沐浴
And someone said something to me in the city of Santon.
在犹太的一个城市里有人跟他说这个事
He said, nah, in Santon is in China.
山东在中国山东
Yeah, in the city of Santon.
在中国山东
And he told me, he said, mikvah was only for a shower. They were taking showers.Showers. And I said they may have taken a shower. A mikvah is only for a shower.
啊，他说那个洗礼只是一个洗澡而已，洗澡洗受洗就是洗澡一样。
And I said maybe they were taking a shower.
可能他们受洗就是像洗澡一样。
But the real purpose was to purify themselves.
但更深的含义是实际上他们要清洁他们自己。
Orthodox Jews do it every week now.
每个星期那些犹太传统信徒都是每周都这么做
The main rabbi of Israel, David Lau
犹太最大的拉比劳
I know because the newspaper had an article about him
因为他知道这个因为报纸上登他的故事
He lives in an 800 meter house in Jerusalem 800 meter house in Jerusalem
他有一个在耶路撒冷800平米的大豪宅
He's got 4 jacuzzis
他有四个冲浪浴缸
He's got showers.
他天天老洗淋浴。
If a mikvah is only for a shower, why is he going to a mikvah?
如果这个受洗礼只是为了洗个澡，他搞那么多干嘛？
Because it has. Why is he going to a mikvah if it's only for a shower?
因为那个有些人说，如果这个致敬这个敬礼这个事，就是进到水里这个事，只是为洗澡吗？
Because they believe it's the purification of the body.
因为他们进到水里，他们认为这是对身体的一个洁净。
He's got 4 jacuzzis. He doesn't need to take a shower in a mikvah.
因为这个是拉比他自己有四个冲浪浴缸了，他也不用天天来洗淋浴了。
So that theory that people say that it was only for a shower is nonsense.
所以有些人说，有些理论说只是为了自洁这个事，只是为了洗个澡，不是。
But now we realize.Why they didn't stone John the Baptist?
现在我们逐渐明白为什么他们不拿石头打施洗约翰。
Because it was very Jewish.
因为这是一个很传统犹太人的做法。
And they were all coming to the water.
所有的这些犹太人全都到水边来。
But Yeshua says that he wants to baptize us.
那主耶稣说他也要给我们施洗。
That he wants to anoint us.
他想要给我们恩膏。
He washes his bride.
主耶稣洗净他的心腹。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书
16 verses 8 and 9.
16章8节，我从你旁边经过。看见你的时候正动爱情便用衣襟搭在你身上遮盖你的赤体又向你起誓与你结盟你就归于我这是主耶和华说的那时我用水洗你洗净你身上的血又用油抹你
I washed you and I anointed you with oil
我用水洗你我用油抹你
The root word of anointing oil in Hebrew is the word Mashiach
整个的希伯来字根用油抹你就是耶稣的这个字根
Psalms 2 speaks about the anointed
诗篇第二篇就提到这个用油膏抹的事
So when Yeshua says I anointed you with oil
当主耶稣说我用油膏抹你
What it's really saying in the prophetic realm
在这个预言的一个在预言的这个境界里怎么说
Is that I wrote my name on the bride'sforehead.
其实是在说我把我的名字写在心腹的额头上。
If we understand the prophetic meaning of anointing oil, And we understand the message of the bride. We can understand when he writes this in the Bible, he's writing his name on our forehead.
当我明白这里面的含义，知道主耶稣所说的“我用油膏你”，是把他就明白后来启示录所说的“我那启示录的众军头上有神的名在他们额头上”。
And finally, what happens?
最后发生什么事
？He goes to prepare a house.
新郎要去准备房子了。
For the bride.
要为新娘准备房子。
In my father's house, there's many mansions.
在我父的家中有许多住处。
It's a Jewish wedding.
这是犹太婚礼。
The whole list that we're going through is Yeshua HaMashiach's ministry. It's a Jewish wedding.
我们所看的所有的这些条款，所有的这些过程，都是主耶稣的服事，全完全是按照一个犹太婚礼。
I haven't found anything Greek about it.
我没有发现任何希腊里面有这样的传统。
I've been looking for the Greek everywhere. I just can't find it.
我在希腊文化中找好多找不到这样的事情。
What I can find.
但我能找到的。
Is an Israelite priest.
是在以色列的祭司中。
Is an Israelite bride.
以色列新妇中。
Is a new Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷。
Is the one new man, Ephesians 2:15.
在以弗所书所说的一个新人，你们能找到。
Is you and I standing together?
当你和我站在一起。
As the bride.
是像新妇一样，成为新妇站在一起。
That's the concept.
这是一个总体的概念。
That's the biblical concept.
这是圣经的观念。
John 14 verse 2.
约翰福音十四章二节。
And 14 verse 3, he goes to prepare a house for his bride.
主耶稣去为他的新娘要预备一个房子。我去，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
So where I go, where I am, you may also be.
所以我在哪里，你们将来也要跟我在哪里。
He's calling his bride.
主耶稣在叫他的新妇们。
Remember today when we broke bread?
记得我们今天掰饼的时候吗
？I shared that the word again is not there in Hebrew.
我跟大家说了，主耶稣那里没有那个说我再喝的那个再字。
He didn't say I will not drink this cup again. He said I will not drink this cup. Period.
主耶稣不是说我不再喝这葡萄汁，主耶稣说我不喝这葡萄汁。
I will not eat. Period.
我不吃这饼。
Until the wedding.
直到我跟你结婚婚姻那天婚礼那天。
Where I go, you may also be.
我在哪里，你们也要在哪里。
He's waiting for his bride.
主耶稣在等候他的新妇们。
It's very important to realize, you know, when somebody, even if you think about it for a moment, Yeshua is not going to drink his own blood.
有的时候我们只是停一停，再想一想，主耶稣不会喝自己的血。
The word again is not there.
这一次说，当时那个说再喝血那个再字不在圣经里，原文里没有。
It's very important to realize that when he said, "I will not drink with until the time," what he was talking about is this time.
主耶稣说，我直到在直到跟你们喝新的那一日，主耶稣说的那日是哪一日？就是婚礼跟我们成婚的那一日。
But you know what I found over the years in ministry?
直到我这么多年服事的时候，发生什么事吗？发现什么吗？
That if I take a Bible,
如果拿一个圣经
and I take the book of excuses,
我拿一个很多的那个很多很借很多借口的书
the book of excuses is bigger than the Bible.
那些有很多借口的那些书比圣经还厚呢
There are many, many excuses why people don't want to go to the feast of the Lord.
有好多借口，人说我有这么多原因，我不能来守神的节期
Why people don't have time?
我人们都很忙
Why it's not convenient?
人们也不方便
Why it's not modern?
也不合现代传统
Why there's no app for it?
也没有那个 iPhone 啊，没有圣经，没有那个可以下载的那个应用。
One app for everything, right?
现在什么事都有个下载一个 app， 下载个应用了。
You just press the button and you're there.
有个新妇 app 一摁，咱们就成新妇了，那多好。
So a lot of excuses.
很多的人的借口。
And Yeshua warns about us.
主耶稣为这事警告过我们。
He speaks in parables.
主耶稣说了预言。
The parable of the banquets.
主耶稣说了婚宴的预言。
We're going to look at the parable of the banquets.
我们要看婚宴的预言。
And then we're going to break down the parable of banquets to modern day life.
我们要把这个婚宴的预言用一个现代的一个方式来解释出来。
And I pray that if there are people listening online in the future or now.
我祷告那些在网上现在看和未来在网上看的人。
This parable will speak to them.
这些预言这些比喻也对他们说话。
Because it's really not me speaking, it's the word of God.
因为不是我在说，是神的话在说。
So let's read Luke chapter 14, verses 16.
我们来读路加十四章十六节宴席比喻。耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去请，说请来吧，样样都齐备了。 众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。又有一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。又有一个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
What amazes me is verse 14, verse 18.
让他觉得很惊奇的是十八节那附近。
The Bible says, "Ask and you shall receive if it's the will of God." Ask and you shall receive if it's the will of God.
神说你寻找了就寻见，这是神的一个旨意。
Verse 18, he's praying to be excused from the banquet.
那十八节里好多人说，哎呀，别让我来了，都在找借口让我辞了。
That's a dead prayer.
那是一个死亡的一个 死路的一条。
God's not going to answer that prayer.
神不会应允这样的祷告。
People are praying, "Can I be excused from the banquet?"
人们在祷告说，神啊，把我请我辞了吧，别让我去你的婚宴了。
I don't want to be a shinfu. Can I be excused?
我不想当新妇，你可以让我辞了吗？
I've got a good recording of me. It's okay.
我知道你拿什么东西录着我呢，但是我不想当新妇，你让我准我辞了吧。
They're praying to be excused from the banquet. It's incredible.
好多人就祷告跟神说，我不想成媳妇，不想去婚宴，你让我走吧。
But I'd like to take this parable and transform it into modern day.
但我现在想用现代的话来把它这个比喻再解释出来。
Don't worry, I'm not going to use Vancouver as an example.
别担心，我不拿温哥华做例子。
Let's use New York.
用纽约。
Okay, I live in New York.
我从纽约来。
Takes me an hour and a half in the morning to make it to work by subway.
纽约我上班就坐地铁坐一个半小时。
And then I have to work for 8 or 9 hours for a worldly boss.
然后我要服侍世上的老板服侍八九个小时呢。
And then it takes me an hour and a half to go home again.
然后我回家坐车又得坐一个半小时。
And then when I get home, I got to take out the 2 dogs.
然后我回家我还遛我的两个狗啊。
I don't have time for your banquet.
我没有时间去赴你的宴席了。
If you don't have time for God, then God won't have time for you.
我没有时间给神，神也没时间给我们了。
Another one says, I have a new wife.
或者说我没有时间给这生命。
Shanghainese.
这些上海人。
You know what kind of a mother-in-law I have?
他的你知道他的岳母吗？他是上海老婆婆。
Every day she comes to my house.
每天上海婆婆都到他家。
Check the dust like this.
这看看他屋里有没有灰。
I don't have time for your banquet. I got to come in the house. I got a new wife.
我没有时间去赴你宴席，我得给你家擦灰。
The Bible says, a new wife, I take a year off. That's what it says in the Bible. A new wife, 1 year.Vacation.
圣经说，有人说我娶了个妻子，我得去看看。我刚结婚。
1 year vacation from work, not from God.
有一年度假，这一年是从工作中你可以度一年假，但不这一年不要远离神。
We never take vacation from God.
我们永远不跟神有之间有度假。
Otherwise, you'll take vacation from us.
要不然我们跟神度假，神也跟我们度假。
So it's very important that we understand that we need to be prepared and we not have excuses.
所以我们要知道，我们必须要被预备，我们不要有任何借口。
Yeshua knew there was going to be excuses.
耶稣知道我们会找出很多借口来。
There's always an excuse.
我们总有借口。
The Jews have a lot of excuses.
犹太人有好多借口。
Especially in the army, right?
尤其是犹太当兵的。
They don't want to go to the army. They got books like this of excuses.
有些犹太人不想参军，他找出那么厚的书来找借口。他们有好多借口。
I know.
我知道。
I was once in the army.
他曾经参过军。
Before I was a believer.
他在信主之前，他参军了。
We actually wrote the excuses.
他自己写了好多借口。
So there's always an excuse.
总是有借口。
But God wants us to remember him.
但神让我们纪念他。
He wants us to be in the book of life.
神让我们在生命册上。
Matthew 22 verse 5, I'm just paraphrasing.
引述一段马太二十二章。
Went their own way.
那些人不理就走了。
The wedding is ready.
那时候婚宴齐备了。
But those who are bidden,
但是所有那些被招的人
were not worthy.
他们都不配。
I don't know about you, but I don't want the wedding to be ready and not to be worthy.
我不知道你们怎么想，我很害怕，我也不想当神的宴席齐备的时候我不配，我不想这样事发生在我身上。
We want to be worthy.
我们希望配得。
Because he paid the price on the cross.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经付了代价。
He gave us the gift of eternal life.
主耶稣给了我们永生。
Salvation came to you and I as a free gift.
永生是神免费给我们的礼物，救恩。但是主耶稣却是付了极重无比的代价。主耶稣基督的宝血不能白白的流。我想到我们从哪里开始，我也想到我们从哪里结束。 作为一个人亚当我们都失落了。
And by one we're redeemed, Yeshua.
就通过一个人耶稣我们全被赎回了。
And I think what a loving God we have.
我想我们一个慈爱的神。
That all he wants to do is rejoice over his bride.
我们所有人都要欢喜快乐在他的心腹成为他心腹里面。
Isaiah chapter 62 verse 5, it's one of, I love this Bible verse.
以赛亚六十二章第五节他很爱这段经文。
For as a young man marry a virgin,
少年人怎样娶处女
so shall thy sons marry thee.
我的儿子要怎样娶你
And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride,
新郎怎样喜悦心腹
so will the Lord rejoice over us.
你的神我的神也要照样喜悦你
that's all he wants. He wants to rejoice over his bride.
只有这一次我们非常高兴我们喜悦成为神的心腹
Look at how much love.
看其中有多少的爱
Look at how much grace.
看其中有多少的恩典在里面
Look at how much he wants to be with us.
是看看神多么想要跟我们在一起
He always wanted to be with us.
神永远一直都想跟我们在一起
He's just restoring it.
神在恢复
It's time to bring the kingdom in.
现在是时候要把神的国带进来了
Revelation chapter 19 verse 7
启示录十九章七节
In verse 9 we read this.
一直到第九节我们一起来读我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了心腹也自己预备好了赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了又对我说这是神真实的话
Praise the Lord
感谢神
We went over a little bitWhy the feast of the Lord?
我们讲了一些为什么要有神的节期。
But we never went over the how.
我们一直没讲到如何。
And I can tell you that the how is the most simple part.
我可以跟大家说，如何是很简单的。
How do we celebrate the feast of the Lord?
如何来庆祝神的节期啊
？By remembering the Lord.
借着纪念神。
If you want to have a church gathering.
如果在神的节期，我们愿意聚会。
If you want to rejoice in your house.
我们在自己家里庆祝。
If you want to blow the shofar,
我们愿意去吹号角。
If you want to have a great banquet,
我们要有个大餐。
Really doesn't matter.
那些都不重要。
What matters is that you came to the appointed time.
重要的是我们按照神所定的日期时间来亲近他。
That you said, Lord, here I am.
我们说神呐，我在这里。
What can I do for you?
我能为你做什么
？How can we communicate?
我如何来跟你来交通
？How can I worship?
我如何来敬拜
？What is in me that needs to be corrected?
我其中有哪些需要被你来更正指正
What is in me that I need to die in?
我其中有哪些老我需要被致死的
What is my strong man?
我自己里面那个老我
That's all he wants.
神的 你要来光照我
He's not looking for a ritual.
不是要来搞一个仪式
He's not looking for a religious ceremony.
不是要做一个宗教庆典
He's looking for our heart.
是要我们的心
And each one,
每一个
each pastor,
每一个牧师
each congregation,
每一个会众
according to how he's led by the Holy Spirit,
要根据我们自己是如何被圣灵带领的
we'll decide how his flock,
我们来决定我们如何来回应
celebrate,
如何来庆典庆祝
because with all sincerity,
为是我们全心全意的
the Lord is not looking for a certain recipe,
神不没有全心全意神不是要看一个固定的一个模式程序
he's looking for our heart,
神要看我们的内心
And if you want to understand the book of Revelation,
如果我们要明白启示录
get into the feast of the Lord,
进入神的节期之中
and the book of Revelation will come to life.
启示录就像会活在我们面前
the book of James,
雅各书
says if anyone lacks of wisdom,
那些缺乏智慧的
let him ask and he shall receive.
当求那后世人智慧的主
that prayer to be excused was a dead prayer.
那个、刚才那个请求被神别让我去赴宴的那个是一个死路一条的祷告
But the prayer to receive wisdom
那是那个求智慧的祷告
is a promise.
那是一个神的应许
All he wants is our heart.
神要的是我们的心
No man can teach any other man. It's only the Holy Spirit.
没有一个人能教导另一个人只有圣灵能做教导
All we can do is point the truth.
我们只能把真理指出来而已
And because this is my last evening here for this time
这是我这一次不造访温哥华造访我们教会的最后一讲
because I know we're going to be meeting in Jerusalem we're going to be meeting in the air
我知道有一天我们还在耶路撒冷见面我们还要在空中一起见面
I know it's getting a little bit late
我知道今天有点晚了
but I wanted to show you something in the Bible if that's okay something
如果可以的话他想在圣经中再给我们看一样东西
something that I feel is very significant.
他觉得很重要的。
And it again, once again ties in with the feast of the Lord.
同样也是跟神的节期连在一起的。
Because if we know the context of the feast of the Lord,
如果我们明白节期的这些内容，
then we'll understand the Bible.
然后我们才能了解圣经。
See, when God said go to a dress rehearsal,
是神说我们如果不来这个彩排演习，
what he's really saying is, I want to prepare you.
神在这里彩排演习，神主要说是我要预备你们。
I want to show you the treasures of the Bible.
我要让你们看圣经里的财宝。
The great eighth day. The great eighth day.
最大的那个八福啊。
What is,
第八天。
What is the great eighth day?
什么是第八天最大的？
The great eighth day is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
节期的最大的那一天就是祝棚节的那一天。
I'm going to show you, it's the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
是祝棚节最后的那一天，节期的最大一日。
I showed you some examples in the morning from the Feast of Passover, Pesach. We talked about Lazarus, if you remember.
早上早一点跟我们谈过逾越节拉沙路的那些事情，拉沙路的时间。
So now I want to show you something at the Feast of Tabernacles, because I want to show you the significance of understanding the Bible through the feast.
我现在要给我们讲一些祝棚节的，他想看有很重要，从这个方面能了解圣经。
I want to encourage you to understand that the feast is the preparation for the bride, and it's the supernatural revelation.
让我们知道这个神的节期都是关于预备心腹，而且是超自然的一个神的一个恩典。
When I got saved,
当他得救的时候，
from an Orthodox background,
从一个犹太传统犹太背景，
I didn't understand anything about the Christian life.
他完全不懂有基督徒的这些生活的事。
I didn't know what denominations was.
我也不知道什么基督徒宗派。
I didn't know what hallelujah is.
我也不知道什么是哈利路亚。
I didn't know all these things.
他完全不知道基督徒传统。
And I thought that I need to go to a Bible school.
他自己觉得他应该去一个圣经学校。
I live in Israel.
他在以色列找。
It's not so easy for me just to go for 3-4 years.
不容易去学三四年。
So I enrolled in Charis Bible Study online.
所以他就自己加入在网上学圣经学校。
It's a very famous Bible school in America.
是美国的一个出名的圣经学校。
And they have a 4-year graduation schedule.
他有一个四年才能毕业的一个学习表。
And I was really determined.
他非常下定决心。
And I graduated, praise God, after 2 years.
我想两年就毕业。
But I have to tell you that as I was doing the study,
但我必须跟大家说，在我学习的过程中，
I was answering the answers they want me to answer, not what I want to answer.
他要回答那些问题是那些圣经学校的人让他想要回答问题的方式，并不是他自己心里想要回答的方法。
And when I graduated, God told me, take that certificate and put it under the desk.
然后神说当他毕业之后，神说把你那个毕业证书拿出来放桌子底下吧。
You don't need it.
你不是真需要这些东西。
Let the Holy Spirit talk to you.
让圣灵亲自指教你。
And really the Holy Spirit is our best teacher.
圣灵是我们最好的教师。
And there's a promise in the Bible.
圣经中有一个很好的应许。
If you get into the Word of God in context, not out of context.
如果你在神的话中，在神的话语中，
clean out all the rituals.
把那些所有的那些仪式都拿出来。
Holy Spirit just enters in.
圣灵就站在你旁边。
The great eighth day,
最大的节日的最大一天。
I'm not going to explain what it is. There's a water libation ceremony. It's a long process, but it's the last and eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
我不能解释圣节日这些天有好多的庆典仪式，但是祝棚节最后一天是第八日，是节日最大的那一天。
Yeshua stood up.
耶稣站起来。
And he said, "If anyone thirsts."
主耶稣说，若有人渴了，
let him come to me,
到我这里来。
And he'll never thirst again.
口渴的人到我这里来。
For I am the fountain of living waters.
我是活水的江河。
The next day,
第二天，
on the Mount of Olives,
在橄榄山上，
the Pharisees came to him.
那些法利赛人来了。
They were angry.
他们生气了。
Many Jews came to faith.
好多犹太人那天信主了。
And you all know this Bible verse, you've heard it.
我们都知道这段圣经经文。
They brought a woman to him. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery.
他们法利赛人带了一个行淫只是被抓的妇人来。
Now Moses and the Torah said they need to be stoned.
摩西的妥拉里面说这样的妇人应该被石头打死。
What do you say, Mr. Fountain of Living Waters?
然后那些法利赛人问他说，你这个活水的江河，你说怎么办吧。
And we know the famous story.
我们知道这个有名的非常著名的故事。
You're without the sin.
谁没有罪的。
Throw the first rock.
先扔石头打。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
Where did it come from?
这经文从哪里来？
When did it happen?
这经文从什么时候来的？
Well, first we need to understand that it happened in the Feast of Tabernacles, a day after.
所以我们知道这是祝棚节之后发生的。
We need to understand that he proclaimed himself to be the fountain of living waters.
我们也知道主耶稣在那之前宣称自己是活水的江河。
And only then we can really understand what happened.
我们也才能明白真实那天发生什么事。
Once again, it ties in with the feast.
同样又是跟以色列节期连在一起了。
And the Bible says that as they were confronting him, Yeshua was writing something on the ground.
圣经写那些法利赛人跟他吵架的时候，主耶稣在地上用指头画字。
You ever wonder what Yeshua wrote on the ground?
大家想到吗？主耶稣在地上画什么字？
You think the Bible they just had extra ink and they told you that he wrote something on the ground?
只是大家想圣经可能多余一点墨水，就写写主耶稣在地上画字。
Everything in the Bible and the Torah.In the Bible is very, very significant.
每一件圣经记下的事都有很深很深重要的含义。
And if he wrote something, and he lets you know that he wrote it, there's a prophetic meaning behind it.
如果圣经写了些什么事情，圣经让我们记在圣经中，让我们看到这背后就有一个隐藏的含义。
Now Yeshua, even when the devil tempted him,
当魔鬼又试探主耶稣之时，
he never argued with the devil.
主耶稣从来没跟魔鬼来争辩。
He just quoted a Bible verse.
主耶稣只是把圣经的话语宣告出来。
Devil left.
魔鬼仇敌跑了。
He didn't argue with the Pharisees.
主耶稣也没有跟法利赛人争论。
Pharisees confronted him with the Torah.
法利赛人拿着妥拉来争论，来跟主耶稣争论。
They wanted to catch Yeshua.
他们想抓主耶稣的小辫子。
And Yeshua answers them with the Torah.
主耶稣就用圣经的话回了他们。
They brought a woman with adultery. First of all, let's read the passage in the book of John.
请我们来找到约翰福音这里。
Okay.Let's read that, please.
我们一起来读，文士和法利赛人中带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。
Moses and the Torah say she needs to be stoned. What do you say, Mr. Fountain of Living Waters?
摩西在律法上说，这样的妇人打死你，这个自称为活水泉源的人，你怎么说？
And he answers them from the Torah.
然后主耶稣用圣经，用妥拉的经文回应了。
Look at what it says. It says in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10,
在利未记二十章第十节里面有
that if a man and woman commit adultery,
那些男人女人犯了奸淫的
then the adulterer and the adultery need to be there.
奸夫和淫妇都要被致死
And they weren't there. Only the woman was there, right?
男的没在，只有女的在啊
So they had nothing to say. He beat them with the Torah.
所以说
He defeated them with the Torah.
主耶稣用妥拉，用神的话来回了他们。
That's why they had nothing to say.
所以他们没有方法说，因为这里说奸夫淫妇都致死，但那天男的不在。
And then he's writing something on the ground.
那主耶稣在地上写字。
We don't know what he's writing.
不知道主耶稣写什么。
And then what happens?
然后发生什么事儿？
The Bible says,
圣经说
that he said, "You without the sin, throw the first stone."
圣经说，主耶稣说，谁没有罪的，先扔第一块石头。
And after he says this, the Bible says that they leave one and one ashamed.Ashamed, they left.
那些人都是很羞愧的，都离开了。
Well, what did he mean when he said that? Where did he quote it from?
那这些主耶稣说这话从哪里引出来的？
He quoted it from the Torah.
主耶稣从妥拉中引出来的句话。
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 16 to 18 says.
是申命记十九章十六十八节里记着说。
That if you bear false witness against your brother,
如果你用恶的假见证告你的弟兄
，What you wanted to be done to you, to them will be done to you.
你要做假见证，就告你弟兄，你诬陷他要做的那些事情，就要做在你自己身上。
What you wanted to be done to them will be done to you.
你要拿石头打别人，结果那石头就会要打到你身上。你用什么来控告别人？控告那个事就会落到你自己身上。
You without the sin.
你谁没有罪的人
？Throw the first stone.
没有罪的人自己先扔石头。
And they leave one by one ashamed.
所有这些人一个一个羞愧的离开了。
They confronted them with the Torah.
他们拿妥拉来问主耶稣，主耶稣用妥拉把他们全都击败。
But in order for us to know what he wrote on the ground, we must know the context of the Bible.
那要知道主耶稣在地上写什么，我们必须知道经文的上下文。
You ever speak to a businessman that has a restaurant?
大家跟开饭店的人说过话吗
？What's he going to tell you?
开饭店的人跟你说什么
？Location, location, location.
饭店的人说，我这个位置，我的黄金位置。
Well, I'm telling you that God is telling his 心腹。
神在这里对心腹说。
Context, context, context.
圣经上下文，圣经上下文，圣经上下文。
If you know the context, you're going to find it in the Bible.
如果你找到圣经上下文，了解，你能了解圣经。
We find what he wrote in the Bible in the book of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书里，我们知道主耶稣在地上写什么。
Let's read this 17. Let's read this Bible verse.
我们一起来读这一节耶利米书十七章十三十四节。耶和华以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的必致蒙羞。耶和华说，离开我的，他们的名字必写在土里，因为他们离弃我这活水的源泉。耶和华呀，求你医治我，我便痊愈；拯救我，我便得救。因你是我所赞美的
O Lord, hope of Israel.
哦，神啊，以色列的神。
They all leave ashamed.
他们这些人全都是报愧蒙羞的走了。
And they'll be written on the earth.
他们的名字都写在土里。
For they have forsaken the fountain of living waters.
因为他们离弃了这活水泉源。
That's what he wrote on the earth.
这是主耶稣在地里写的。
And in order to find this in the Bible, you can't find it in the Bible school.
你要想知道这个事情，在圣经学校里学不到这些。
You're going to have to get into the feast of the Lord, and the revelation that you will receive is supernatural.
你必须要进入神的节期，然后领受从神超自然的这个启示。
And you will be prepared to be the bride.
然后你要被装备成为新妇。
That's what he wrote on the ground.
这是主耶稣在土里写的。
And whenever you see something in the Bible that's written, it should be a red light. Where is it in the Bible? It's got to be in the Bible. Where is it?
如果我们看到圣经里记了什么，我们心里要知道圣经里一定有这方面的记载解释，在哪里有。
We're the bride.
我们是主耶稣的心腹。
We're not going to be written on the earth.
我们不是一个。
We're not going to be written on the earth.
我们不会被神把名字写在土里。
We are going to be written.
我们要被写在什么地方呢？
In the Lamb's book of life.
在神的生命树上，生命册里写。
And in the book of remembrance.
而神的纪念册里写我们的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak here.
感谢大家给他这样的机会在这里讲道。
And I pray that this will open a door for us to work together to bring the gospel back.
是希望这些讲道能给大家开一扇门，让我们进入更深的这些理解启示当中。
Now, yesterday,
昨天
and the day before,
前天
many came to me and asked for prayer.
很多人到他面前来，请他来祷告。
And I didn't feel it was the time.
他不觉得时间到了。
I feel.It's the time now.
他现在觉得时间到了，要为大家祷告。
So, if anybody wants prayer,
如果任何人想要被祷告服侍
then I'm going to go down and one by one can come and get anointed by oil.
他要下去，大家一个一个上来，他可以用抹油给大家祝福
and get a blessing.
得到一个祝福。
But before that we do that, we read Numbers chapter 6.
在这样做之前，我们一起来读《生命记》是《民数记》第六章
24 to 26.
二十一、二十六。
The priestly blessing.
就是祭司的祝福词。
This, as I said before, this is in Hebrew a singular blessing.
这是希伯来里一个祝福的标志。
The blessing is not from me, it's from the heavenly.
这不是从他而来的祝福，是从天堂而来的祝福。
I'm just a mediator.
他只是一个中介者。
And Aaron shall lay two hands on the goats.
亚伦那时候要把两只手放在羊头上。
There always has to be a mediator.
那些羊都是中介者。
When we pray this blessing, or your pastor prays this blessing, it's not from your pastor, it's from the heavens.
当我们的牧师来做这样祷告的时候，这些祝福不是从牧师而来，而是从天堂而来。
So let's read it in Chinese, and I'll bless it in Hebrew.
我们大家用中文来读，然后他用希伯来为我们祝福。
I believe the 新妇 is going to be standing.
我相信新妇们都应该起立了。用中文大家来读，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha, Isa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Hallelujah.